following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's been 20 days since the 5-2 Clay County Bulldogs were last officially in action. 3 weeks ago, it was the homecoming heroics of Jimmy Burchett that clinched the win over Westmoreland. 2 weeks ago, the Piggy County Bobcats fell victim to COVID-19 and forfeited their game against the Black and Gold. Last week saw the Dogs with a convenient bye week while on fall break. This week, head coach Jake Johnson and his final three regular season contests, the first of which comes tonight in a Thursday evening non-region clash with the 4-3 White County Warriors. Head coach Mark Frazier has brought his War Wagers 1 hour northward from Sparta to Salina in hopes of earning back-to-back victories in the series after winning last year 21-18. It's finally football time again in Clay County as the Warriors and the Bulldogs meet for the fifth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, after 3 weeks, this is the CarQuest pregame show live on the Horizon Sports Network. It's our sixth broadcast of the 2020 season, and for the fifth time this year, we're here at home in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neelied Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try not to get so excited tonight that I become unintelligible. Going to be later accompanied this evening by Clay County's athletic director and the Horizon Sports Network producer, Rob Edwards. Joining me right now, as always, is our statistician, analyst, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, feels good to be back at it. I tell you, you talked about it being 3 weeks since we played. Don't get me wrong, nothing like a little mid-season break, but that one was a little too long. And like the rest of Bulldog Nation, I'm ready for some Clay County football tonight.
Yeah, me and Coach Johnson talked about this, and we've been really blessed at this point in this season to have only had one game that we did not play due to health issues that are going on right now. So it's been a pretty good run, and hopefully we can finish it out without any more interruptions.
Totally agree with you. You know, the last time out, you mentioned it in the opener, we witnessed what may go down as one of the most improbable comebacks in Bulldog history. What a game that was, and I hope we're getting ready to see another big win here tonight. But it's not going to come easy against this White County team, Daniel. We've been talking about them. They're solid.
They are. They're a big school. I think they turned in an enrollment of around 1,150 folks about a month ago to the TWSAA. They are in their second year of playing independent ball. They stepped away from the league for a year or two, and they have got the ship turned back in the right direction. They're a good team. They beat some good teams. They lost to Coolville, lost to Walker Valley, and I can't remember their third loss, but lost to three teams that, quite honestly, Clay County would also have lost to.
No doubt, and they're solid. And there's another solid bunch at this time we always like to mention, and that's those who have made our broadcast possible. Our sponsors, and like we do every week, we want to offer our sincere appreciation to them. Like you said, Daniel, they get bombarded. We see most of them on signs right out here in front of us, and they just continue to step up to the plate year in, year out for the Horizon Sports Network, and we can't thank them enough.
We can't. Now, honestly, that's one thing I have missed these last 3 weeks is some of those great commercials that we hear from those sponsors. Going to hear those tonight.
We are. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our weekly newspaper, and we hope folks will support that too. Up next, as we do every week during our pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper last time when the Dogs played, the last time they played. It wasn't last week. We usually do it last week, but it was 3 weeks ago. In our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's homecoming win over Westmoreland. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing the Dogs' last game by reading excerpts from this week's Delhalla Horizon newspaper. You know, Daniel, the headline read, "Dogs snatch homecoming win from the jaws of defeat with Burchett kick return touchdown." The story talked about how the probability of Clay County coming away with a win over Westmoreland was nearly zero when the Dogs trailed the Eagles 22-19 with under a minute to play. But sophomore Jimmy Burchett defied the odds, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
He certainly did. Let's talk a little bit about what took place prior to that historical moment, though, whenever Burchett stunned the crowd. We saw each team struggle offensively for the better part of the first half. Clay County finally broke the scoring drought with a 10-play, 78-yard scoring drive that saw the bulk of the yardage come from a sophomore Keaton Arms pass to senior wide receiver Jacob Burnett, who broke tackles and took the crossing route down inside the Eagle 10-yard line to set up first and goal, where Arms punched it in from 1 yard out with only 30 seconds left in the half. After a sophomore Levi Garrett extra point kick was good, the black and gold led 7-0 at the break. Westmoreland knotted it up late in the third quarter, and Clay County quickly regained the lead just minutes into the fourth when sophomore Joseph Markham gave the Dogs a 13-7 advantage with an 11-yard touchdown scamper. The Eagles then claimed their first lead, 14-13, on the ensuing possession, but Clay County wasn't deterred. After a good Burchett return, they marched 41 yards to pay dirt behind the bullish running of Markham and Arms. Arms called his own number on a fourth and goal from the 1 yard line to cap what appeared to be Clay County's winning drive with only a minute 11 left to play. But the 19-14 Dog advantage didn't hold up. The Eagles returned the Dog kick all the way back to the 4 yard line before punching it in on the next play and adding a 2 point run to go up by 3 with only 54.3 seconds remaining. With the Dogs trailing the Eagles 21-19, as you alluded to, Thomas, with over no chance of a win, with under a minute to play, Jimmy Burchett defied the odds, blowing the top off Joe Neely's stadium and erupting the swollen homecoming crowd as the sophomore speedster returned the ensuing Eagle kickoff 86 yards for a touchdown that will go down as one of the most miraculous plays in Bulldog history. The special team's dagger was then followed by an Arms 2-point conversion to account for the final 5-point margin. Clay County 27, Westmoreland 22.
What a game, Daniel. And Clay County racked up 282 total yards on 53 plays in the win over Westmoreland, including 46 rushes for 238 yards and 3 touchdowns and 44 passing yards. Arms accounted for all the yards through the air on 3 of 7 passing, with completions to Burnett, the one you talked about, for 48 yards. Jimmy Burchett had one for -2, and sophomore Carson Sharp had one for -2. He also led the team in rushing. That was Arms. He had 15 carries for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Markham had 11 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. Sharp, 18 carries, 56 yards, and Jimmy Burchett, 2 carries for 14 yards. Defensively, Markham led the way with 8 tackles, while Garrett wasn't far behind with 7 in his first game playing an inside linebacker, and Jimmy Burchett also recorded the same number of stops. Sophomore Wade Coons recorded 6 tackles. Bryson Burchett had 4 and a big interception. Arms, Sharp, and senior Seth Eads each had 3 stops each. Goad, Walthall, and sophomore John Allenton, who had a big sack to end the game, each had 2 tackles. And Burnett, freshman Austin Anderson, and Joseph Burble all had 1 stop each. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game against the Warriors in your Delhalla Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus White County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History. Brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents, as we always do. The Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for three consecutive seasons and have 22 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 9-22, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The White County Warriors have made 8 postseasons overall, dating all the way back, this is a long time ago, to their first appearance in 1938. So the TWSWA briefly hosted some form of playoffs back in that day, an all-classifications playoff, Thomas, if I'm not mistaken. The playoffs, as we more know it now, kind of began in 1969 and has just grown since then in number. White County has a playoff record of 0-8. They have never advanced beyond the first round. These two teams are meeting for the fifth time in their histories. They met 1937, 38, and 39 before parting ways for 80 years and then renewing the series last year in 2019. The Black and Gold have never beaten the team from Sparta. Officially, the Bulldogs are 0-4 in the series. Well, I do have three series stat leaders, all from last year. Thomas, I'll let you share them.
Passing yardage leader against the Warriors was Jake Ashlock, graduated last year. Threw for 181 yards, most of that to Will Ogletree, had 133 yards receiving in that same contest. And then the sack leader, you got to know who that is, Dalton Goad, one of his bigger games, Daniel, from last season, 3 sacks in that contest. Looking forward to seeing him back on the field.
And that was a close 21-18 game that the Warriors did win. They jumped out, I think, 14-0 on us. We battled back, and it came down to missed extra points.
It did.
Hopefully, it'll be a win tonight if it's a close one for the Bulldogs rather than the Warriors. That concludes our opponent portion of About the Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, apologize if there was a long delay. Was not paying attention there. This is About a Bulldog History. We'll continue now with our lustral and decadal portion. So far this season, we've discussed the 1950, 55-60, 65-70, and 75 Bulldog teams. Tonight we look at 1980. The Pittsburgh Steelers won their fourth Super Bowl. Legendary arcade game Pac-Man was released. The Empire Strikes Back hit theater screens, and Harold Watson was in his ninth year as head coach of the Salina High School Bulldogs. Thomas, this one of those teams that kind of really kicked off what was the greatest decade of Bulldog football, the 80s, such a great run there, transitioning from Harold Watson in 80 and 81 to Coach Richardson as the head coach in 82 and on through, capping it off there in 1990 with that undefeated regular season, just a wonderful period of about 10, 11 years there, and it all started with this 1980 team that went 7-4 overall in the season. Averaged 17.2 points scored per game, allowed 11.2 per game, and they actually ranked 24th all-time of all the Bulldog teams in our Horizon Sports Network's statistical power rankings a couple years ago. So a pretty solid group. I'm going to let you share all those players.
The beginning of the glory days, no doubt about it. Bulldog football, and it had 12 freshmen, Daniel, Jeff Bailey, Timmy Dillon, Chris Hamilton, Jeff Korth, Jeff Sherrill, Jeff Scott, Gary Short, Joel Watson, Curtis Witham, and Hall of Famers Darrell and Dwayne Reeser and Wild Man Jeff Watson. They were freshmen then. We don't really know how much they played at that time, but they had great careers moving forward. Eight sophomores, Wayne Cox, Johnny Donaldson, Jerry Eads, Dale Watson, Kevin Westmoreland, Marty Wicks, Tom White, and Hall of Famer Alan Melton. Six juniors, Lonnie Davis, Ron Haston, Al McLaren, Jerry Watson, Terry Wilkerson, and the quarterback at that time, Gary Eads, who's also in the Hall of Fame, and led by a big group of seniors, Daniel, nine of them, James Bailey, Neil Bartlett, Charlie Goad, Ray Likens, Mike Lynn, Dale Russell, John Scott, Joey Thompson, and Billy T. Kettle Smith, who is in the Hall of Fame also. As you said, Harold Watson was their coach, and Russell Richardson was an assistant at the time. Also managers Al Bailey, Kai Hawkins, Alan Likens, and Kelly Scott. As we say every week, Daniel, a lot of names that folks know around here, and a lot of guys are still around here.
Definitely so. Looking at the picture that we have here of the group, it's always kind of strike me as interesting looking back at some of these, especially these seniors. You know, these guys look like men out there. We see several mustaches and beards here in this team photo, and don't know that you'd see that so much if you lined up the Bulldogs these days, and a good-looking group of players.
It is on the old Salina High School bleachers. You can't forget them, Daniel, the old
cinder block columns with the aluminum grates over the top. And one thing that jumps out at me is the big foam white neck rolls on a bunch of those guys.
Yeah, I even see quarterback Gary Eads wearing one. That's something that's kind of went by the wayside. So definitely nice to see some of the older style jerseys there. These guys did have a 7-4 record. We're going to talk through the season here. They had one of their losses in the opening game against Westmoreland, 8-20. Started off 0-1 before getting even the next week against Jackson County. They beat the Blue Devils 24-0. A lot of highlights in that game. Gary Eads, junior quarterback, had 3 passing touchdowns, 2 of those going to Darryl Reeser, so there's a freshman receiver getting involved, and 2 interceptions by Billy T. Kittle Smith, all in that big win over Jackson County. They actually won 5 games in a row here in weeks 2 through 6, or 7 rather. They beat DeKalb County 24-7 in week 3. Ray Likens had a big 78-yard interception return touchdown to highlight that one. The next week, the Monterey Wildcats fell 26-8 to the Black and Gold. They got a 3-1 on the season at that point, and there we see Darryl Reeser getting involved again with 2 receiving touchdowns in that game. Redbone Springs fell to the Bulldogs 33-9 in game 5. Al McLaren with 2 interceptions. Watertown was the next one, another win for the Bulldogs. 20-9, the score in that one, and Al McLaren, again, the second week in a row, had 2 interceptions in the game. So after 6 games, the Dogs, Thomas, find themselves at 5-1, a really great spot to be, and that's when they meet Livingston, and the Hawkeye beat Salina 30-6 there in that 7th game. That put them at 5-2 on the year. They rebounded with a win over Baxter, 14-9. Billy T. Kittle Smith, one of his all-time great games, 232 yards rushing there for the senior tailback. He had played quarterback when he was an underclassman a little bit, and as Gary Eads grew up, he took over that spot. They put T. Kittle at tailback, and that's really where he earned that Hall of Fame status.
No doubt about it.
Ninth game of the year, a win over Macon County, 13-7. So they entered the final game of the year with Nemesis Gordonsville. We were 7-2. If I'm not mistaken, the winner of this game would advance to the playoffs. Salina had never qualified for a playoff at this time, and they didn't do it in 1980 either. The Tigers beat them 8-28, even though Ray Likens, the senior defensive end, put up 20 tackles in the losing effort, a great individual game by him. This was back in the day when there were still a lot of bowl games going on, because only 16 teams from, I think, 3 different classifications each advanced. So we met David Lipscomb in the Boy Smith Bowl, lost that one narrowly, 13-14, lost to David Lipscomb. Another 20-tackle performance and another losing effort by Ray Likens, his final game as a Bulldog. And we saw the brilliance of freshman Dwayne Reeser. We've called Darryl's name off a couple of times. He had a 98-yard kickoff return touchdown in that game as a freshman, Thomas, against the stout David Lipscomb team. The Dogs did lose that one 13-14, and that is the total rundown of that 7-4 season.
Well, you know, 7-3 regular season, that's a pretty good record. We haven't seen many of them over the years, just to be honest with you. You know, you can see this was a solid team. Ray Likens going off on the defensive side of the ball, and then all the offensive highlights. There's some talent on that team.
Certainly was. Cheerleaders from that year, a small group, but a quality group. They consisted of Michelle Short, Candy Brown. How do you say that one, Thomas? Do you remember? Rona
Tionson, yeah.
Mandy Bowles and Tina Beard, and the football queen in 1980 was Christy Brown. Final thoughts on the 1980 Bulldogs, Thomas?
I think I've already said it. That, like you said, they kicked off a great era of Bulldog football.
Certainly did. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1980 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 40th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts,
custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's home game with White County, where the 5-2 Dogs will take on the 4-3 Warriors in a non-conference battle of two of the Upper Cumberland's top teams. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, it's been a while. Appreciate you having us over.
It's been a few days. I'm just ready to get back to football.
It's been a long layoff. Just like you say, we've got a double bye of sorts with Pickett County's COVID cancellation. But as you've already said for the newspaper, it probably came at a pretty good time.
It did. You know, we were banged up at that point in time. You know, several nursing injuries. You know, we've got Alec Kerr back. You know, Dalton's still a week away. But there's more than that. Just a lot of aching, you know, pains and things. It was a good time to get healthy. On the flip side of it, you know, it's trying to get the rust off on a short week. You know, we got 3 days to prepare for a Thursday game against a pretty good opponent.
And we just talked about it before we came on the air here of about 20 days
I was looking over at the schedule on the board trying to do the math. I'll take Daniel's word for it. You know, that's what he told me this morning. He's usually pretty on it. But that's a pretty long drought without football, you know, especially being in season. It's tough, but, you know, hey, it's 2020.
Right.
You know, it's unusual time. I'm just thankful that we're playing ball.
And we've seen that at several levels, the NFL, NCAA, that kind of thing. So it's not a rare thing in 2020, as you say.
Well, it's not. You know, we're flipping on the TV the other night, and it's Tuesday. You know, the Titans are playing. Like, the NFL don't play on Tuesday. I think they said on air it was the second Tuesday game in 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
So very fortunate, like you say, to be in the midst of a pretty good season here. And with that two-week hiatus, you know, we hadn't got to talk about that improbable win you guys got on homecoming the last time out. What a game that was, Coach.
Oh, yeah, a thriller, to say the least. You know, we were out. You know, Gold went out early, you know, two-time All-State defensive lineman, two-way starter. You know, Alec Kerr, Mr. Electric. You know, didn't even suit up for that game. But you really saw the emergence of some others. You know, I know Keaton Arms really took the headliner of it, but, you know, there's a lot of other guys that came in and played well. Stone Lynn came in well on the offensive line, you know, played extremely well. Tyler Wathel came in, a freshman, spilling reps for Dalton Goad at the defensive tackle, and, you know, it was a real group effort. I know Keaton shined, but, you know, who can forget, you know, Mr. On the Spot, Jimmy Burchett, you know, blowing the top off everything, and it was such a fun game to be a part of and go back and watch. You know, the highs were high, the lows were lows. You know, it was a great one.
And you talked about it after that tough loss to Gordonsville and the way it was won, just like you mentioned, you called it hopefully a turning point to this season. Maybe that signature win we've kind of all been waiting on this team to produce.
That we have been waiting for, you know, and that was a pretty evenly matched game. And, you know, the good teams beat who they're supposed to beat. You know, the great teams, you know, they'll slip one up and compete with everybody. And, you know, that's what we've been waiting on is, you know, somebody that, you know, was pretty even matched, could even say could be a little bit better, could be a little bit more physical than we are, in a very good historic program in Westmoreland. It was a huge win for us, just for the things that we're trying to do here and really get football back rolling in this community. It was a very, very important turning point, stepping stone, whatever you want to call it.
And you mentioned them all, the way it was won, the adversity your guys fought through with the injuries and guys stepping up. You know, it really, we've talked about it a lot. You know, these guys don't give up. They're ballers. But that was kind of the definition of that, I thought.
It was. It was a back-and-forth slug match, you know. And, you know, you tell me going into that game that, you know, we're missing two key guys for us to do a lot of things. And the fashion in which the game was won, and even if it was, you know, less than a minute, you know, we're down a score. Our quarterback's banged up a little bit because he took a beating, you know, the whole night trying to get the ball downfield. And well, Jimmy Burchett takes care of it, you know. And then you got the big sack by John Hamilton to run some time out. And it was just a great team win. That's the only way you can explain it.
And we talked about that play in the newspaper. Probably going to go down as one of the most historic plays in Bulldog history. Really, you know, we put the drive on, thought we had a game-winning drive, gave up the quick touchdown. There we are, under a minute, about 50 seconds to go. You know, and Jimmy Burchett did his thing. You talked about it in the story. Also, a lot of great blocking up front, but Jimmy Burchett hit another gear on that one.
Oh, he did. And you know, the thing about Jimmy, you never can really tell when. Not to say he doesn't run hard. He just looks so smooth. He looks so effortless. You know, he just hit a whole nother gear and pulled away from everybody. And the irony of it is, you know, Jimmy's not even our starting returner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it always seems that when Alec Kerr can't go, Jimmy Burchett scores on special teams.
Right.
And, you know, that's just who Jimmy is. He's a gritty competitor. He's versatile, extremely so. Man of few words, but he's about his business.
You got a lot of guys like that on this team. That's what makes them fun to watch. But that one's behind us now, Coach. And we've got what you described as the last leg of the regular season to finish in order to get to where we want to be. This home stretch, as far as the playoffs go, is a big one for us.
Oh, it is. And it affects our seeding, you know, and that's what we really want. You know, if we want to make the host and the playoff game the norm, you know, we've got to win at a minimum two of the last three. You know, we've got two region games after this one, and, you know, tonight's going to be a real test. You don't want to look ahead. You want to win them all, but, you know, given the circumstances, the injuries, the things we've had to overcome, and, you know, I'll take my guys over already, you know, what I've got. But hopefully, you know, when the dust settles and smoke clears, we're sitting where we want to be. You know, we can host that game again and just kind of make that a norm, a regular, instead of having, you know, a couple-decade drought. You know, hey, we're here. We're back, and yeah, we've got the guys to do it, I think.
And setting that tone for that stretch starts tonight against what is a much improved and a very tough White County team. They're coming off a big win over Livingston Academy. I'm sure that's a huge one for them. They face some adversity, too, and come back from it. Talk about the challenge ahead tonight with the Warriors.
Well, anytime you go up in classification, you know, it's a numbers game. You know, that definitely hurts, but they've got so many different guys that they've got involved. It's not that they have numbers, it's they have numbers that can play. You know, they do a really good job of getting the ball in different people's hands, especially since, you know, Malachi McDowell went down. You know, they are really doing a good job of, you know, formation things the way they want to and getting the ball in different people's hands. And, you know, they're 2-0 without him. I mean, that goes to show, you know, Coach Frazier and his staff has done an excellent job with that program. You know, you look back a couple years ago, it's night and day.
Well, 2 winless seasons in a row, improved to 500 last year, and you see they're on the winning side of things this year.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they are definitely up and coming, and, you know, it's going to be a slug match. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be schemed up well. So, you know, we're just going to come out and do what we can. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we play our brand of football, and, you know, with the person who makes the least amount of mistakes and turnovers usually comes out ahead, and that's our formula. And hopefully we can keep true to that.
Well, like I said before, I'll put you guys up against anybody, Coach. Appreciate you sitting down with us, and good luck tonight.
No problem.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
We're back here on the Car Quiz pregame show. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Coach Johnson. Now it's time for How They Fire from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Well, after a two-week hiatus, guys, I'm glad to be back here doing How They Fire.
Yeah, absolutely. 20 days.
Give us 2 or 3 weeks at a time here, or what?
Yeah. I'm just going to catch up on overall records. I'm not going to touch on everything because you guys limit my time on How They Fire. No, I want you to talk. That makes it good. Columbia Academy fell to 0-7.
I thought they were good.
After a 22-21 loss at Trinity Christian. Tonight, they host Tipton Rosemark Rebels from Millington, Tennessee. Y'all know where Millington is. It's right outside of Memphis. I was stationed there for 6 months on the naval base.
All right.
Really?
Stone Memorial Panthers, 3-5 overall. After a 1-0 COVID win over Cumberland County last week. No, that's tonight. They're supposed to play Cumberland County tonight. I'm going to say tonight, but it's really Friday night because we're playing on a Thursday. The Joe Burns Red Devils fell to 3-5 after being shut out by Moore County. They are on a bye week this week. Cumberland County Jets, 0-6. They've had 2 straight weeks where they have not played and taken what we've been calling COVID losses. Gordonsville Tigers, 4-2 currently after a 56-7 win over Red Bull and Springs. Tonight, they are at 6-1 Fayetteville in a game that we're going to pick here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we'll let Daniel pick first. He's dying to pick here.
I'll take Gordonsville in that one. I think they're going to get a big win tonight.
I have to disagree with Cuz on this one. Fayetteville's ranked, I'm pretty sure, in the top 10. They've had a couple of good seasons. That's a long road trip, Daniel. Gordonsville goes down there in a close one, but falls to Fayetteville.
I'm going to go with Thomas here. I'm going with Fayetteville and their athleticism. The Westmoreland Eagles had a bye last week. They stayed at 2-5. Tonight, they host East Robertson. Pickett County, after 2 straight weeks without playing because of COVID, have a bye week this week. They're currently 1-5. These White County Warriors are 4-3 after a 34-28 win over Livingston a couple weeks ago, I guess, or maybe that was last Friday.
Yeah.
Monterey, 5-1 currently, taking their first regular season loss in 2 years, 20-14 to Bledsoe County. They were scheduled to play 1-6 Clarksville Academy tonight, but that game's been canceled also. So Monterey will be maybe here tonight watching. Who knows?
They may be. You know, they've been ranked in the top 10 all year, guys, and they're not sure what the schedule really shows there. But Bledsoe, a good team.
Yeah, they were undefeated, right, last week?
That's right. And they beat, I know they beat Jasper, Marion County, who's also ranked in, I guess that would be 2A. So they played them pretty well. Monterey may be a little better than I give them credit for.
We'll know in about 8 days. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to it. Red Bull and Springs, 0-7 after that 56-7 loss to Gordonsville last week. They also have a bye this week. Clay County's opponents, 22-46 overall. couple more games we're going to pick here. At 5-3, DeKalb County at 6-1 Macon tonight. DeKalb has won 5 of their last 6.
I don't get to go first. You said
Thomas, you want this or you want me to take it?
Go for it.
I'm going to take Macon at home. I think DeKalb is improving, but I'm going to take Macon at home.
I think the Tigers are just overblown this year.
Both teams are Tigers.
The home Tigers, Macon County, a little overblown. I think they're putting up some points, playing well. I don't think they take care of a program like DeKalb. They've been pretty tough the last few years. I'm going with the DeKalb County Tigers.
I agree with you. I'll go with DeKalb as well.
And in a game tonight that probably will decide third place and a possible playoff opponent for Clay County, depending upon what happens over the next couple of weeks. The 2-6 Lookout Valley is at 3-4 Sail Creek tonight.
And it's my turn.
Yep. And it's Thomas's turn to pick first.
Yeah.
I assume they're playing at Finley Stadium again?
I assume they are at Sail Creek. And as far as I know, they still don't have a facility.
Right.
I'm going with the home team. Sail Creek, Finley Stadium.
I'll take the underdogs in that one. Look out, Batty.
Well, I'm going to go with Sail Creek. I'm going to go with Sail Creek.
Go ahead. And, I know you're dying too, Coach. If you don't care, go ahead and give the listeners an update on our overall standings.
Oh, you think anybody's interested in that? Well, I am. Thomas currently in third place. He's 7-12 overall. And
appreciate you calling it third, Coach.
I couldn't call it any worse. Really.
Yeah.
Daniel's 10-9, and I'm 13-6 currently. But that could change. You know, there's still a few weeks left, so I'm not going to brag too much just yet.
A lot of picks left.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 14 and a half minutes away from kickoff here. Hope you stay with us.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for the Westmore management keys to the game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this big non-region clash tonight on Thursday night against the 4-3 Wyatt County Warriors. Thomas, as always, let's start on offense. How are we going to get it done? We are playing. I'll go ahead and throw out there without sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms. He was unavailable to play tonight. Sophomore Jimmy Burchie going to go ahead and take the reins of this Bulldog offense.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And to me, the key on that side of the ball is going to be a good start for Burchett, you know, to get some confidence going. You know, we're, like you say, we're going to see a different guy running the show, but the show must go on, and the players on this team will. And, you know, these guys can always step up. I don't care where they have to play. We've seen Burchett play everywhere, at wideout, on defense, at quarterback. Wherever Jimmy Burchett is, he's going to make plays, and tonight he's going to make them under center. And on top of that, we've got a weapon back, Daniel. Look for Alec Kerr to be a difference maker, and that's just because he's back on the field.
Right. Well,
every time
game,
he touches it,
right,
something's going to happen.
Never seen a game he played in that he didn't affect it in some positive way before the time was expired. Look forward again tonight. What about defense?
Well, we're still without our best defensive player, Dalton Goad, on the shelf for one more week, guys. We saw him go out early in that last contest. And he's still rehabbing at this point. Hope to have him back against Monterey. But we saw some guys step up last time out. We saw the freshman Tyler Waffle come in and play well. And we've still got some studs over there. You know, don't forget about Wade Coons. Don't forget about Levi Garrett, who came in last time and had a great outing. Joseph Markham, we don't talk about him enough.
Right.
Played solid all year long, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, this Warrior team, they're going to move the ball. We've seen the points they put up. But I think there will be some big third and fourth down stops where we can get them off the field. When we have the opportunity to steal a possession with a big stop, we got to take advantage and limit their opportunities.
It is this Dog defense that brings it every week. Hopefully we'll see it again tonight. What about overall? This is a lot bigger school, 1,200 kids at Wyatt County High School as opposed to our 300. How do we get it done against a four times bigger program?
Well, I think it's about the mindset. You know, talk about not having arms, not having gold. You got to go in having that belief, and that's the strongest part of this team right now, in my opinion. After that big win against Westmoreland, that improbable win, you know, I'm sure Wyatt County, when they're coming in here, maybe not a big game for them, in my opinion. This wasn't, maybe doesn't mean that much to them. But Clay County wants to win this one. You talked about it earlier, close game last year, within 2 or 3 points, especially, what was it,
21-18. 21-18.
You know, extra points. So don't get me wrong, it's going to take a clean game from Clay County. They got to play sound, mistake-free football. These Dogs have something to prove tonight against the bigger school without some players. You know, Jimmy Burch has got something to prove. All of these guys have got plenty to prove. And I've said it before, Daniel, I'll take these guys against anybody, and I'll take the Dogs tonight against Wyatt County in the upset.
I agree. That's been the keys to the game. From analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature right now, a pretty mild 60 degrees. It will drop throughout the contest, 58 at halftime, 57 by the end of the game. Pretty moist out, 65% humidity with a cold front moving through. No precipitation has fallen yet in Salina today. However, as the game goes on, it increases to around a 65% chance of precipitation, but only about 0.03 of an inch expected during game time. There is a pretty brisk 7-mile-per-hour wind out of the due north, which is bringing this colder air to us. And that's been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors.
offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
back here on the CarQuest pregame show for the final time before kickoff. Going to go ahead and give you the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front when Clay County's got the football. Left to right, Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, Seth Eads, Stone Lynn getting his first start at right guard tonight, and sophomore John Hamilton at right tackle. The receivers, senior Bryson Burchett, senior Jacob Burnett, and sophomore Alec Kerr. Fullback, Joseph Markham. Running back, junior Carson Sharp. And starting at quarterback tonight, sophomore Jimmy Burchett, for his first official start at quarterback as a Bulldog. On the defensive side, nose guard, senior Seth Eads. Defensive tackles, freshman Tyler Waffle, sophomore John Hamilton. Inside backers, junior Wade Coons, sophomore Joseph Markham, sophomore Levi Garrett. Outside linebackers, the Cousins, the Burchett boys, senior Bryson, and sophomore Jimmy. Cornerbacks, senior Jacob Burnett and junior Carson Sharp. And the safety, a sophomore, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like your agency does.
Well, guys, a couple of things. I think, like you guys both mentioned throughout the pregame show, knock some rust off after these 16, 18 days, whatever it's been.
20.
Knock the rust off and, you know, polish up a few things in preparation for Monterey next week. Don't turn the ball over. That's always big. And finally, I think, to me personally, the biggest key right here is to stay healthy tonight. Come out of this thing healthy. And get ready for that region game next week.
Big one, Monterey. All right, that's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time for football here in Salina, Tennessee on a Thursday night. Been 3 weeks since the black and gold have laced them up, strapped them tight, and got ready. It's going to be sophomore Levi Garrett to kick off to White County to get things started tonight. Thomas, not a huge crowd on hand for this midweek contest, but several of the faithful have come out tonight.
They have, Daniel, and you can see the umbrellas popping up out here in Joe Neal Eads Stadium tonight, and that's something I want to mention before kickoff. Everyone here at the Rising Sports Network and a lot of folks across the county here have got Joe Neal Eads in their thoughts and prayers as the battles and illness at this time, so we're thinking about you, Coach.
Absolutely. No man, perhaps, has meant more to this program here in Salina. And it is time to get this one underway. White County going to be receiving. They wear white jerseys with white pants, have maroon helmets on. Clay County, the home team, black pants, gold jerseys with black numerals and those black helmets. Levi Garrett going to be kicking off from left to right. White County going to travel from right to left during this first quarter from our vantage point here, high top Joe Neal Eads Stadium. Garrett approaches, and we are underway. It's a short kick. It's on the 40-yard line, picked up around the 30 by Warrior, and here he comes. He's all the way to midfield. This looks dangerous, finally brought down, and White County going to take over for the first time tonight with good field position, going to start in Bulldog territory. Football's going to be around the 47-yard line.
Like that was the kicker, Garrett, making the stop, Daniel, or he could have gone a long way.
White County taking over for the first possession of this contest. They do so from the Clay County 47-yard line. First and 10. You're going to play it with three wideouts to the left, two back set with the freshman quarterback. I'll have to get that number and name for you in a moment. Inside dive handoff to start things. Pickup of around 4 for the Warriors. Before the linebacking crew of the Bulldogs makes the stop, Thomas, can you identify a particular defender?
I think that was number 60, Wade Coons, getting off to a good start. That's something else. We talked about arms as under center quarterback, one of our better linebackers on that side of the ball too, Daniel.
Second and 5, half of what was needed, picked up by White County on first down. 3 wide to the left, another handoff. Quarterback keeper actually up the middle, going to be stopped short of the first down. Levi Garrett there involved along with Joseph Markham, the sophomore linebackers. Going to be third and about 2 as the ball sets at the Clay County 39-yard line. Definitely 4 down territory, so essentially White County has 2 plays to pick up 2 yards.
Warriors going to play it this time with two wideouts to the left, one to the right, two-back set, a fullback and a tailback who's at the right hip of the freshman quarterback. Number 16, who's in the gun, ball's on the ground, safely recovered by White County, but they lose yardage on the play, going to set them up for fourth and what's going to be around four. Good play for the Dogs there.
It was, Daniel, and this is one of those situations talked about in the keys of the game. Fourth and medium here. We'll have to see what White County is going to do. But this is where Clay County can get this White County attack off the field here at midfield. It'll be a big stop for this Bulldog defense.
Call it a loss of three on the play. It's now fourth and five. White County had an excellent quarterback who tore his ACL up 2 weeks ago. Now it's a freshman, Owen Adams, who's taking care of the duties for them. They're 2-0 with him at the helm, though, and he's got the first down on a quarterback draw on fourth and five. It's going to be Coons in there making the stop, but only after the freshman quarterback for White County picks up a fresh set of downs for his team.
Just a little read option look, had the jet sweep action. He pulled it out of the gut of the tailback, took it straight up the middle, and luckily Coons circling around from behind made that stop, Daniel.
White County playing quickly. They got it first and 10 at the Bulldog 33. Another handoff to a tailback. He's around left side. Bryson Burchett recording his first stop of the contest. Good play by the outside linebacker. I don't have season totals with me, but I can tell you that Burchett is the leading overall tackler on this Bulldog squad, developing into an excellent defender here in his senior year.
Yes, Daniel. He's really come on, and he's been moved around all of his career, actually playing outside linebacker tonight. Has almost been at a defensive end position prior to that, and then, of course, DB before, so very versatile on that side of the ball.
Second nine, Adams rolls to his right, looking to pass, has pressure, going to run the football. He's brought down, picks up around four, going to be third and about four to go for White County. Two different Bulldogs in on the stop on the far side of John Tipple's field. I could not identify who they were.
I think it was maybe Carson Sharp and Bryson Burchett combining for that one. We'll give it to Sharp.
Seventh play of this opening drive coming up for White County. It is 0-0 still, 8:50 and ticking here in the first quarter. Third and five. Adams to pass. Release is almost intercepted by Burchett. He did get an interception the last time that the Dogs saw the field on homecoming night against West Morgan. That was a big play in that game, and he breaks up that pass. Now it's going to be fourth and a long five for White County. They converted a fourth down already in this drive. Hopefully we can turn them away this time.
Great break on the ball. Just a little hitch route as the White County quarterback rolled to the left here. Very fortunate Burchett didn't come down with that one.
Quarterback Owen Adams in the gun, going to throw, pump fake, now he runs. He's going to get the first down. Once again, converts with his feet, and he goes all the way into the end zone to put White County up first in this one. 8:33 on the clock as he does it in the opening quarter. White County taking over with a short field at the Clay County 47-yard line. And about 3 minutes later and eight plays later, we see them up 6-9.
So close right there, Daniel. Had three guys in the area to make the stop. Great coverage down the field as he looked to pass, just tucked it and ran, hit the sideline down there. And I think we had maybe a reserve corner out there on that far sideline, just couldn't make the stop, and he crossed the stripe. This is what we were talking about. White County's going to score some points tonight. Clay County's just going to respond.
Point after attempt is up. It's straight, and it's good. White County leading 7-0. Over Clay County, 8:33 mark of the first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 8:33 mark of this opening quarter of play. White County leading 7-0. They just completed an 8-play scoring drive to start the contest. They didn't get it in big chunks. Converted 2 fourth downs, actually, Thomas, in scoring on 4th and 6 a moment ago.
Clay County defense played pretty well on that drive. They held them to short gains. It was just a big play right there at the end, Daniel, on that fourth down. So close to getting a big stop, but instead the Warriors are in the zone first.
Jimmy Burgett back deep to receive. Fields it at the 20. Here he comes. 30, 35, 40. No, it's Kerr.
Alec
Kerr on the move up to the 50-yard line across midfield, and he's brought down in Warrior territory. Almost an identical starting position as White County had a few moments ago. Nice to see sophomore number 44, Alec Kerr, back there. Always dangerous. He was well replaced by Jimmy Burchett in that deep return spot against Westmoreland, and it's nice to have Kerr back. I wouldn't mind seeing both of them drop deep. Clay County going to take over at the 49-yard line of White County. 8:20 on this opening quarter clock as they're going to snap on first and 10. Whistles do blow on the field, pausing play for a moment.
Waiting on the chain gang to get set on that side, I think, Daniel. But the first touch for Kerr in how many weeks, and we see what he can do with it.
It's been a month.
40-plus yards on that return right there. Always exciting when he gets it in his hands.
Kerr didn't play on September 25th against Westmoreland, correct?
That's
so
right.
So you'd have to go back to the prior contest. I guess it was Gordonsville game way back when, mid-September. Been a month since Kerr's been out there. Here we go. First and 10 from the White County 49. Sophomore quarterback Jimmy Burchett rolls to his right under pressure, keeps his feet. They're going to say he went down the turf, perhaps a little slick out here with the mist that was falling earlier. His feet came out from under him, and it's going to be counted as a loss of yardage and a sack because of the White County pressure. Big negative play for Clay County to start the contest, backing them up into their own territory now at the 41 to set up second and 20.
Tough one right there. They're trying to develop a wheel route out here with Kerr down the sideline, trying to take a big shot early. Unfortunately, Burchett just went to the ground.
Burchett in the gun, two wide to the left, two back set back right with him. Burchett throws, ball is tipped and deflected, actually caught by Kerr. And that's one of those tough ones, Thomas. Kerr comes back and catches the deflected pass and actually loses yardage. If he would have had it to do over, he would have let it fall an incomplete to the turf, because now it sits at the Clay County 38 and call that a loss of three on Burchett's first completed pass of the game.
A couple of tough plays to start here, and let's see if we can keep it on the ground and maybe just get out of this drive, Daniel.
Third and 23, Burchett in the gun, Kerr in motion, sets up at his left hip, sharp at his right. Hand off to Kerr, he's around right side, he's at the 35, and he's going to be hit and brought down short of the 40. Very little gain, maybe not anything, perhaps only got back to the line of scrimmage. We'll have to watch the down marker. It looks like it does advance forward 1 yard. Up to the 39, so a pickup of one on third and 23 for Kerr, setting up fourth and 22, and definitely a punting situation, and sophomore Joseph Markham about to kick it away.
Yeah, this is kind of a nightmare start, Daniel. We talked about how a good start, a fast start, is what Clay County needed to kind of develop some confidence. Well, we saw just the opposite on that drive. Negatives on the first two plays. Unfortunately, Burchett lost 10 on that rollout pass just because he slipped and his knee hit the ground. He never went down, Daniel. He was still looking downfield to run. And then got through it to Kerr. The ball was tipped. Kerr made the catch for negative three more. And then that run there, that jet sweep action, was just sniffed out on the third down.
Markham going to punt it away. And it's actually hit by Warrior. Markham picks it up. I don't know if we can advance that, but we're going to anyway. However, not near enough for what was needed for the first down. White County going to take over with an even shorter field this time. They're going to have it first and 10 from the Clay County 40-yard line. Thomas, a worse start couldn't have been more imagined here for Clay County.
Yeah, Daniel, it, like I say, just the opposite of what Clay County needed. Early in this ball game, though, it's just a 7-0 ball game. White County Warriors are ahead with about 6 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Clay County's got a chance to redeem themselves to see if this defense can get a stop right here.
White County 7, Clay County none, 6:19 left to play in the first quarter. Warriors have it. Freshman quarterback, Owen Adams in the shotgun, a running back at his left hip. Adams keeps it. Loses yardage. Going to be brought down. Tackle for loss made by Alec Kerr, if I'm not mistaken, who must have flown upfield from his safety position.
He did. Read that one perfectly. That was a freshman, though, Tyler Waffle, getting the penetration to kind of slow that play down a little bit. And then Kerr, the headhunter, from his safety position, coming up and making the stop.
A tackle for loss for safety. Unheard of, unless there's a blitz call.
Second and 11 now. Ball at the Clay County 41. Adams in the gun. Three wide to the right. Running back at his right hip. Tight end left. It is a pass play. Adams loads up. Releases down the far sideline. Where it's going to be. Knocked to the turf. Great defense by senior Jacob Burnett playing the far side corner away from us. Almost had the interception.
He did, Daniel. Timed that one right. High pointed the ball. Basically put the Warrior in defense mode there. He did knock the ball loose. Then neither one of them come down with it. Again, another good play by the senior back there. Had a good year so far when he's had opportunities.
Outside of a bad half of pass coverage against Cumberland County, Clay County always tough to throw against. Third and 11. Adams in the gun. Rolls to his right. Throws a screen pass back to the left. Coons is there. Misses the tackle. More defenders also miss. Running back's up the sideline now. Up to the 20-yard line and out of bounds. Number four, DJ Paul, the junior, making three different Bulldogs miss. Picking up a first down on third and 11 for White County. Very uncharacteristic of this dog defense. And, Thomas, I chalk it up to this being the first game in 20 days.
I agree with you, Daniel. Most of the time you get Wade Coons one-on-one on the outside, he's going to make a stop. A shifty back that caught that ball, no doubt about it, is White County or Clay County takes the timeout here.
Timeout is taken. 5:29 remains during the first quarter. White County 7, Clay County 9.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, White County on first down runs a tall sweep. Ball carrier was Christian Kelso, another junior for the Warriors. He picks up a first down before Alec Kerr makes a touchdown-saving tackle. Warriors with it now, first and 10 from the Clay County 11. Adams in the gun, wide receivers to either side. Here's the snap, quarterback draw inside, actually a handoff to the back. Stop very short, little to no gain. Who do you credit, Thomas?
That looked like Levi Garrett to me, Daniel. He's really playing well since he's moved to that linebacker spot. He and Wade Coons in the middle. What a duo there.
Pick up a 2 for White County. They're trying to go ahead. They do lead 7-0 now, trying to make it a 2-possession game here. They have it 2nd and 8. Ball at the Clay County 9. Hand off to a big tailback. He's on the left side. He's hit and brought down. Jimmy Burchett there on the stop, I believe, that time. Pickup of about 3 for the Warriors. They're going to have it 3rd and 5 with the ball setting at the Bulldog 6. 7th play of this Warrior drive. Remember, they took over at the Clay County 40. Both times they've had it, they've had a short field. I fully believe our defense can stop them, but they're in 4-down territory each time they touched it, and they converted 2 fourth downs on that opening drive when they scored. And now we've got them in 3rd and medium. Adams with it. Hands off to the back. He's around right side being chased by John Hamilton. Hamilton can't get there. A flag comes to the turf of the field. It was a touchdown being run by number 4, DJ Paul. However, it's coming back due to the penalty.
It is, Daniel. I think that was Burnett on the outside getting held on the sideline. And a little different look, and you may have touched on it in the State Farm starting lineups. Looks like we've got a 4-man front going here with Garrett with his hand on the ground, Daniel. Maybe 3 linebackers, Markham and Coons. And is Kerr walked up?
Could be. That may have been how he had the tackle for
loss. I think he may be playing linebacker, Daniel. I have to look at it this next time. I think Jimmy Burchett's playing a high safety.
Maybe a 4-4 look then. We'll have to pay closer attention.
There's 4 linemen for sure.
3rd and 12 now for White County after the penalty. Ball at the Clay County 14. Adams rolls to his right. Throws for the end zone. It will be
caught.
caught for a touchdown. I was hoping he did not maintain possession as he fell to the ground, or perhaps he went out of bounds with the ball, but they say it was good. And White County up early in this one, 13-0. Thomas, if you remember last year in Sparta, also on a Thursday night, the Warriors got up 14-0 before Clay County came charging back, tied it up at some point, maybe led by one, trailed by one, ended up losing 21-18. So out of touch here early in this contest, even though we're down two possessions.
No doubt about it. You know, three and out on the first Clay County drive. I think you're going to see Clay County respond here on this next drive, get their feet under them. The White County goes up 14-0 with that PAT make with 3:49 left here in the first quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Jacob Burnett fielding the Warrior kickoff. Good coverage by White County. Burnett gets nothing on the return. Clay County going to take over pretty deep in their own territory. 3 minutes and 43 seconds remaining here in the first quarter as Clay County takes over for their second offensive possession. They went three and out the first time they had it. White County does lead 14-0. Clay County takes over 75 yards away from the Warrior end zone at their own 25.
Again, Daniel, three offensive snaps so far for Clay County, and they're down 14 points. So let's see if we can get something going here.
Merchant in the gun, hands off to Sharp. Sharp around left side, gets north and south off the end, picks up about 3 to 4 yards before he's drugged down. Advances up to around the 30-yard line, so that'd be a pickup of 5 if that's the spot. It'll be placed here on the 29-yard line at John Tibbles Field. So pickup of 4 for Sharp, setting up 2nd and 6. Jimmy Burgett in the gun. Looks like Markham perhaps is right hip this time. It's not Sharp. It is a handoff to Markham. He goes around the left side. This time not much doing. Markham, however, though, running hard, keeps his feet churning, picks up something where I thought there was nothing. Going to be 3rd and about 3 after what we're going to have to say. Markham picked up, 3 to 4 on. It's spotted at the 32-yard line now. Pick up a 3 for Markham, setting up 3rd and a long 3. Burchett in the gun. Could be a pass, could be a run. Burchett going to hand off to Markham, and it's a loss of yardage for Clay County. And they'll have to punt away again, just a simple run play around left side. And the Clay County offensive line got blown up that time. There was Warriors in the backfield on top of Markham as soon as he had it, Thomas.
It was actually Burchett. He faked to Markham and followed him right up the gut there. Just couldn't get any yardage back to the 30-yard line, so a loss of 2, I guess.
Good play fake by Burchett. I didn't realize he was the ball carrier. Markham going to punt it away. Gets this one away cleanly. His last one was deflected at the line. Fielded by the Warriors. Fair catch made. This time they're going to take over in their own territory for their third possession at the Warrior 39-yard line. So finally, maybe, Thomas, an opportunity for the Clay County defense to get off the field. We talk about bigger programs, even Gordonsville High School switching out units when we go offense and defense. I don't know. Sometimes if we even have a single player that comes out, it's the same guys playing both sides of the ball.
Pretty much. Maybe one. You got Stone Lynn starting on the offensive line, and then we've got that additional linebacker coming in on defense. That'd be the only one I could think of, Daniel. But pretty much, you know, 11, 12, 13 players maybe at tops for Clay County playing this ball game.
Quality group, but not a lot of depth. 1st and 10 for the Warriors Adams in the gun, hands off to a tailback. He's right into the teeth of the defense, picking up about 5 yards, advancing up to around the Warrior 44-yard line. We're going to go ahead and call it the 45, pick up a 6 for the running back for White County, setting up 2nd and 4. Minute 35 and ticking, opening quarter. White County leads 14-9. Adams in the gun, 2 wide to the left with a wing back. Quarterback keeper tries to go up the middle, nothing there. Squirts around to the outside and is ran out of bounds by a host of dogs. Going to credit Joseph Markham with the stop. I believe Adams went out of bounds short of the stick. Should be 3rd and about a foot if I'm right.
I think you're right on it, Daniel. It looks like he went out about the 48-yard line, which give him it'll be a big 3rd down and 1 here at midfield.
Going to have to watch for a hard count, not jump off sides, give him anything cheap. If Clay County can hold here, we could see White County go for it on 4th down. We know, though, if we don't stop, they're going to have it in 4-down territory if they convert here. Adams and the Warriors with it at their own 48. Here's the snap, handoff inside to a fullback. He's going to get the first down. He's across the 50, 45, 40, up to the 35. Stiff arms a man to the turf. Now to the 20, another stiff arm all the way down inside the 10. Before Jimmy Burchett makes the tackle, the ball carrier, a senior linebacker and tight end, Hunter Pope. I think I may remember him from last year, Thomas, when they would do a direct snap heavy set. He's a load bigger than anybody on Clay County's roster, and he runs it for about 50 yards there. Warriors with it, 1st and goal.
Unfortunately, it was for White County, but what a run by Pope, Daniel. Several Derrick Henry stiff arms on his way down the sideline.
Clay County playing with a lot of sophomores. You kind of see the difference there between the big senior and the younger sophomores. They hand it to him again. He's off the right side of the offensive line and walks in untouched. White County going up 20-9 at the 52nd mark of this opening quarter. Extra point coming. Clay County just with nothing going on either side of the ball right now.
There's no answer for this White County attack. And as you say, that's a man running the football right there, Daniel. Be hard-pressed to bring him down.
Don't have sizes and weights and heights on White County, but he is a large individual. High snap. The holder comes up out of his stance with it, runs it in for a 2-point conversion. I do not believe it was a called 2-point play. The snap was high. The holder had to come off of his knee to get it, so his momentum carries him on up onto his feet, and he runs it in for 2. Warriors 22, Bulldogs none. 50 seconds left in the first.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Kerr on the kick return, fields it at the 20, advances up to around the 35. He's in a scrum now, still on his feet, finally goes down. The ball's loose out on the field, but it is going to be Clay County maintaining possession. It popped out when he hit the surface of John Tables Field. 3rd offensive possession for Clay County here in this opening quarter play. 40 seconds on the clock as they take over 1st and 10, and the ball is going to be in Bulldog territory at the 38-yard line.
You know, we've seen Clay County go 3 and out twice on their only 2 possessions, Daniel. We got a pretty good start there. You know, got a 3rd and 3 the last time on the ground. Let's see if we can get something going.
Birch it in the gun, hands off to Markham. He's around right side under pressure, runs over two men before going out of bounds. Nice job by Joseph. Had to deal with defenders already in the backfield and turns what could have been a negative play into a positive, picking up about three, advancing it up to the Bulldog 42 to set up second and seven. Mike County leading 22 to none. 33 seconds on this opening quarter clock, and it stopped due to Markham going out of bounds as the rain picks back up here at Joan Elite Stadium. Hand off again to Markham. He's around right side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much more. Perhaps a yard picked up. Official blows the whistle and stops play on the field. 25 seconds on the clock. I'm not sure what's happening. There was no flag, but the officials do conference with one another.
Burchett's got his helmet off. I don't know if that...
Pick up a one for Markham to set up third and six. Bryson Burchett does carry his helmet to the sideline. Looks like he is going to be out for a play, perhaps. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris sending the call in to sophomore quarterback Jimmy Burchett, who's taking the start tonight for the unavailable Keaton Arms. And they may not run another play as they started the clock back up here. And it's at 5 seconds and ticking. Been a rough first quarter. At the end of it, it's White County 22, Clay County 9.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here for the start of the second quarter, rain has picked up in earnest here now. A lot of umbrellas have popped out here in the stands below us, and Clay County going to be traveling right to left now as they switch into the field. Burchett in the gun, third and six. Hand off to Sharp. He tries to get around the left side. He's going to be brought down, perhaps yardage loss. Let me confirm that that was Sharp on the carry. It was, Carson. Loss of yardage for Clay County. This White County defensive front, I'm just going to call it like it is, just punishing the Clay County offensive line right now. They are bigger, appear to be a little quicker and more motivated at this point. Clay County having a tough time keeping the Warriors out of the backfield.
Yeah, just Clay County is just overwhelmed right now as Markham drops back to punt again.
Fourth and eight as he does so. 11:30 and ticking, second quarter action. Punts away. It's high. It's short. It was partially deflected. Takes a Warrior bounce as it hits, and it's picked up by a Warrior. He didn't realize that he had the option to run with it, and he's immediately dropped down here. A strange turn of events, but a net punt of about 8 yards. Markham's worst of the season, no doubt, here in the rain. And White County going to take over for their fourth offensive possession of this first half with another short field. They're at the Clay County 49. 11:13 left in the second as they prepare to snap on first and 10.
I got a comment on that one, Daniel. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Apparently, didn't realize what side of the ball he was on. He was kind of shooting at the wrong goal there.
Yeah.
He stood there with the ball in his hands and could have picked up at least 10 or 15 yards with nobody around him.
Adams in the gun, double set, two wide to the side. He throws deep down the middle where it's going to be knocked to the turf by good defensive effort of Jacob Burnett. Two pass deflections now for Burnett. Both times he's been thrown at, he's knocked both of them down. Good job by Jacob.
He's playing well on the outside, and he's undersized out there. They've got some good-looking athletes, number 12, and I think that's number 7, look to be, you know, 6 foot or better, and 175, 180-pounders out there. Good-looking wide receiver crew for this White County team.
New scoreboard here at Clay County High School. First game it's in use, and obviously a malfunction as the Whitehead has blown play to a stop and is coming to the timekeeper on the sideline, having a conference about the time on the clock. Thomas just, unless things change, and it is early in this one, White County with all the momentum, Clay County coming off of a 3-week break, they do have a little bit of injury right now. Talked about Gold being out, talked about Arms being out, two of our better players, and White County much improved over last year. It was a tight one last year in Sparta. We got down 14-9, came back, and only lost 21-18. However, it's going to take a valiant effort to climb back in this one, as White County looks like they hold all the cards tonight.
They do, especially early on here, Daniel, as you say. And, you know, this team's no slouch. We did see them, I guess it was 2 years ago, they had back-to-back winless seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, we saw them make some positive improvement, went 500, 5-5. And then this year, already a winning record, and their losses have come to great programs.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the
Cookville,
third.
Cookville, Walker Valley, and
somebody.
I put it in the newspaper this week. That doesn't help us any. But it was a pretty impressive schedule they played, despite not being in a conference.
They are independent. I assume that they're going to get back in league play next year. Second and 10 Warriors. Quarterback keeper, Adams up the gut, jumps back out, bounces it to the left, and is run out of bounds. Picks up a little bit. Joseph Markham there, the one once again running him out of bounds. Several stops that Markham has used the sideline to help corral Adams, who's a freshman. As we mentioned before, White County with an excellent starting quarterback that is out for the season. He was injured 2 weeks ago, an ACL injury. I watched him on film from games earlier in the year, and I was really dreading seeing him because he was a ball player. Adams is a freshman. He's very capable as well. Is now White County has it 3rd and 7 at the Clay County 46. Here's the snap. Adams to pass. Quick screen to the left side. It's caught downfield. Actually, is a quick out instead of a quick screen. Right at the first down marker, Jacob Burnett going to be, no, not Jacob, I guess Carson over there making the stop, Thomas.
He was. Came across there, and that's big number 7 on the outside again. Good-looking wide receiver they have is Cameron Stevens, Daniel, and he's a junior for them. So they're going to have several athletes coming back next year as they make that return back to the TSSAA.
Good size roster for the Warriors, and they are heavy in sophomores and juniors as it's Big Pope again around the left side. There wasn't a lot there, but somehow he barrels his way ahead for 7-8 yards. It was 4th and 1. He easily picks up what was needed for the first down. White County going to have a fresh set of downs, 1st and 10, with the ball sitting somewhere around the Clay County 32-yard line. 10 minutes left here in the second quarter. White County ahead 22-9. Everything's went the Warriors' way early in this one. Adams in the gun and running back at his right hip. Too wide to the right and too wide to the left. Here's the snap. Adams to pass, has time, releases downfield, targeting again against Jacob Burnett, and again incomplete. I would quit throwing at the senior defensive back, because he's had great coverage each and every time they went at him.
Done a great job on the outside, you know, just kind of a straight all-go route from the Warriors there. Had, I've already forgotten his name. It was Stevens again, down the sideline, number 7. Good coverage underneath there as Burnett timed that one right.
2nd and 10 after the incomplete pass. 9:44 on the second quarter clock. White County 22, Clay County 9. Here's the snap, jet sweep, right side. Good job by Virtue getting upfield. Has some help. Tackle's going to be made actually by Joseph Markham. Bryson Virtue there, though, with penetration, helping keep the jet sweep lateral, kept it from cutting up its edge, and allowed Markham to come over the top and make the stop. Tackle for loss made by the sophomore linebacker.
It was a good play by both of those guys, Daniel, as one of the better plays defensively for Clay County, as White County kind of had their way with us, down 22-0 here midway through this second quarter.
Just count that a normal stop, Thomas. 3rd and 10, they gave him the line of scrimmage, not a tackle for loss. Adams in the gun, two wide to either side. Swing pass to the tailback on the left side, wide side of the field. He comes to the turf. Go ahead and credit number 12, Bryson Burchett, with that stop. He was there forcing DJ Paul to the turf.
Steady rain right now, Daniel. It's really coming down here on John Teeples Field, and you see it's affecting this ball game. It slipped down from the very start. You know, we saw Burchett slip down and then also the Warrior ball carrier there.
Tackle for loss by Burchett. Fourth and 14 now after they lost four on the swing pass. This is the first time Clay County has a good chance of getting off the field with their defense. Warriors have it fourth and 14. Plenty of time left in this one. However, the Warriors do lead 22-9. Going to be a quick kick by the quarterback. And it'll be downed at the 19-yard line. So Clay County going to take over. It'll be their fourth possession here of this contest, and perhaps a little bit of momentum their way now. That's the first time the defense has stopped the Warriors. It is 22-9. But Thomas, as we've said three or four times, White County got up 14-0 last year, and Clay County fought back. Perhaps they can do it again.
Well, we haven't, honestly, in the last couple, 3 years, we haven't seen this Clay County Bulldog team completely lay down. I don't care how far they get down. I expect Clay County to respond here. Maybe get on the scoreboard, at least move the ball a little bit.
Burchett in the gun, ball being snapped from the Clay County 19. Penetration in the backfield. Play did not have time to even develop. Big tackle for loss made by number 88. He is not listed on the roster for him. I guess it's actually 68. Malachi Billings, another junior. And Thomas, we talked about it. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, perhaps around 10 seniors on this pretty good size White County team. So they've got a lot of juniors that we've called off tonight. As you mentioned, they're going to be pretty good again next year. Big loss on the play. Ball now sets at the Clay County 13-yard line. Loss of 6. Setting up 2nd and 16. Burchett, quarterback, keeper, little to nothing on that one. Little counter read play. Kept it himself. Tried to go off the right side of his offensive line. And they're going to call him down at the 14. So pick up a 1. And there is a Bulldog down here on the turf of John Teeples Field. 7:15 mark. Clock has stopped. Actually, 7:14 mark. We'll go ahead and take a break for injury timeout. Come back with some information about that injured Bulldog. White County 22, Clay County none. 7:14 left in the second.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, the injured Bulldog on that last play was sophomore left guard Levi Garrett. He did come off the field with assistance from the coaching staff, so that was something good to see. It looks to be a lower leg injury. I think I see assistant coach and trainer Chad Holloway working perhaps in the right ankle area of Garrett. So nothing too major, I don't believe. White County does lead 22-9, 7:14 mark of this second quarter. Clay County going to be looking at third and about 15. We are still in injury timeout, though, so we'll play a few more ads and return when it's time for action.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 3rd and 15 coming for Clay County. Hopefully they can get out of this precarious situation without moving backwards anymore. They started at their own 19, now they're at the 14. Quick screening thrown out to the right, targeting curve, ball hits the field, incomplete. They're going to be fourth down. Rain has lit up a little bit here in Salina. It has dampened this field, though. Perhaps that football was a little bit damp for sophomore quarterback Jimmy Burches as he tried to throw the quick screen out to Kerr on the right side. Just fell a little bit short. Another punt. Clay County's had it four times, and four times I believe we've seen them punt the football away. Markham's dropped back to do it one more time. Here's the snap from Burchett. Kicks away. Another high short one. Markham having trouble tonight with the special teams duties. It takes a warrior bounce and going to be down by freshman Austin Anderson. White County going to take over with yet again great field position at the Bulldog 34, their shortest field yet, Thomas.
It is, Daniel, but they've been playing on that side of the field all the entire first half. We started off by giving them good field position on a good kick return. They took advantage and then got it on the 40 on their next score, Daniel. So, can't keep giving them the short field, that's for sure.
Fifth possession of the contest for White County. They do lead 22-0. 6:59 left here in the second quarter play. White County traveling from left to right from our vantage point. They have Russell Richardson Fieldhouse in front of them. That's what they're driving towards right now. Freshman quarterback Adams in the gun brings a man in motion. Hands off to him. No, it's a little trickery. They're going deep, going for the jugular. Working against Carson Sharp. Ball is deflected the line, thrown short and incomplete. Kind of trying to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, was head coach Mark Frazier with his Warrior squad right there, 1st and 10, faked a reverse, quarterback kept it, delayed pass, and they were thinking they were going to get an easy 6, but somebody, I believe, got a hand on that ball. Pretty good defensive rush by Clay County that time.
Well, it may have been John Hamilton. He's long in there. If he can't get there, he can jump up and get a hand on one, and then another good coverage by Clay County there. Sharp bit for a moment, but he was there, recovered with his feet.
2nd and 10, Adams keeps it himself off the left side of the offensive line. He's brought down by Coons, along with another Bulldog, but only after he picks up 8 to 9 yards, pretty good pickup on the play. I've been impressed with the freshman Owen Adams so far for White County. Very composed. Of course, he has an upperclassman heavy offensive line in front of him, and that makes things a whole lot easier when you're the signal caller. Going to be 3rd and a long 3 after he picks up 7 on his run. Ball now at the Clay County 27-yard line. 2 wide to the left, a tight end to the right, fullback and tailback. Back in the backfield with Adams. Hand off to the big tailback. It's Pope. Here he goes again, bruising and punishing Bulldogs on his way to the end zone for another score. We have yet to tackle big number 8, Hunter Pope. He is a man out there. However, a flag is down on the far sideline over at the feet of the White County squad. Something has taken place over there. Could have been perhaps a hold or some chicken fighting between the defensive back and the wide receiver, Thomas. I'm not sure.
May have. I missed it, too. I had my eyes on Pope rambling down the field there and into the end zone. But it looks like it's coming back now.
6:03 mark of the second quarter. 22-9. Watching 5-2 Clay County battle 4-3 White County. White County looking very good. We knew they were a tough squad coming into this one. So far, they've looked better than I thought they were. Taking a while to sort out this penalty. Big conference midfield there by the White Hat and his staff. False start against White County. Back them up 5, try it again. I'm curious to see if they hand it again to Big Pope and see if he can't replicate the feat. 3rd and 9 after the penalty. 2 wide to the left. Pope and Paul in the backfield. Hand off to Paul this time. He's around left side. He's the scat back. Pope's the bruiser. Paul going to be brought down after he picks up enough for the first, I believe. Who do you think the tackler might have been, Thomas?
Senior Bryson Burchett with his fifth stop on the night. He's leading the team so far, along with Joseph Markham with five.
He was stopped short of the sticks. Going to be third and one. And the whistle is blown on the field. The head official over at the White County sideline right now. Looks like it's going to be a first down. I see the football laying on the field past the chains. Gotten into a few minutes between Garrett's injury and some of these penalties, Thomas, where it's kind of been a disjointed broadcast the last few moments.
Well, it has, and of course the air has been let out of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth up here tonight as White County has just put it on the Bulldogs early here in the second or the first half and lead 22-0. You know, Clay County defense has tried to stand tall at times, bringing, you know, brought up a few third downs on that first drive. White County converted two fourth down tries to get it into the end zone. So the Bulldogs are definitely not laying down.
First and 10 Warriors. Ball going to be snapped from the Clay County 24. Threatening to go up by four possessions here. We do see Levi Garrett trying to loosen up on the sideline, working on that bad ankle. Hand off to Paul. He's a speedster. He's around right side. Luckily, Bryson Burchett there and someone else, actually the primary stopper, I think it was Kerr involved. Both of them actually deserve a credit for a stop on the play. They simultaneously brought Paul down. He picked up 9 yards on the play, though. He's pretty quick, Thomas.
He is, and we see a lot of that out of these Warriors. You know, we've seen several good cuts on this wet field. We've seen the power running from big number 8. They've got a wide array of talents in that backfield.
Fifth play of this Warrior drive coming. They took over the short field at the Clay County 34, and it's Pope again for the first time tonight. He's brought down.
Wade,
I know
Coons
was there, yeah. Kerr helping him, but it was Wade Coons, the junior inside linebacker, making the stop.
You know, it's more of a challenge now for Coons and this Clay County defense to be able to handle Pope. I think more than the scoreboard, they're wanting to get him on the ground.
Another first down, though, for White County. They snap on the sixth play of this drive. 4:45 and ticking, second quarter. Light rain continues to fall. White County leads 22-9. Shotgun snap to Adams, keeps it himself. Tackle for loss.
Bryson Burchett again, knifing through, Daniel.
We'll have to check the down marker. It is a loss of one on the play. Tackle for loss made by senior outside linebacker Bryson Burchett. Second and 11 now for White County. Unfortunately, they do have the football at the Bulldog 14, so it's four down territory. Adams in the gun. Two wide outs to either side. The big Pope sets at his right hip. He throws to the corner of the end zone, and offensive pass interference should have been called. The wide receiver just tackled the Clay County defensive back, but no flag comes out. Incomplete pass brings up third and 11 now.
Carson Sharp on the outside there with good coverage. Had a shot at that ball if he's not grabbed by the receiver.
You talked about the air being let out of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. The entirety of Joe Neely Stadium kind of dampened by this game and this weather right now. Hopefully Clay County can come up with a big play here, breathe some life back into the faithful. Third and 11, Adams in the gun, looks to pass again. Quick screen to the right, incomplete. Going to be fourth and 11. Thomas, the last time White County had the football, Clay County turned them away, did not allow them into the end zone. It was a 8-play drive, and they forced a quick kick by Adams on a short field. So here we are again, fourth and 11, and they're going to go for a field goal, it appears, as they run a whole new team onto the field.
Yeah, like I say, Daniel, you know, Clay County, they're not going to lay down for anybody, and you can see they're forced to a big stop here on the last two White County drives. You know, we just haven't been able to move the football whatsoever. If you look at every possession we've had, it's been a three and out and a punt every time, Daniel.
Offense has been tough tonight without sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms, no doubt.
Field goal attempt, kicks away, it's going to be short and to the left. No good. So Clay County for two consecutive drives here, stopping the Warriors. They'll take back over with 3:51 left here in the first half of play. This is going to be the fifth Clay County possession of the first half. And I don't know. Let me go back to my sheet. I don't think Clay County has earned a first down yet in this contest.
Been a three and out every time, Daniel. No first down for Clay County at this time. Let's see if they can do that. Gain a little confidence here with about 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. First down would be huge. Just something positive for the Bulldogs.
They take over at their own 20. The ball is spotted there after the missed field goal. Handoff inside to Sharp. No, I think Burkett keeps. He does, and he's slung down by a host of Warriors. And things are a little chippy right now between this offensive and defensive line. I know the Bulldogs are frustrated, and a personal foul's going to be called. If I'm not sadly mistaken, it'll go against number 68, Malachi Billings, the big defensive tackle for the Warriors, who was heavily taunting towards Wade Coons after that play. I saw Coons do nothing. It is going to be a personal foul against White County. And Billings just getting a little too carried away there here in high school. You might be able to do that in college or the pros, but not here in the TWSAA.
Right about it. Now, a good sign here is I see Levi Garrett, number 54, back on the field in that offensive line up front.
First down for Clay County of the contest right here. It came on a penalty, but we'll take it. First and 10. Ball now at the Bulldog 30. 3:34 left in the second quarter. White County 22. Clay County 9. Thomas, just imagine, if we go down and score here, we've got a two-possession contest.
Right.
Very early yet. We just need a spark.
Something positive. If it does come in the form of a penalty, I'm with you, Daniel.
Burchett in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Offsides penalty against White County. Now, this is kind of similar to what we saw last year. They got that 14-0 lead, and I think they got a little comfortable, let their guard down, and that's when Will Ogletree heard them on a screen pass down the far sideline over there at White County. We got excited, the team got excited, and we climbed back in it. The same thing could happen here. We've got to have that courage, give him the football, let him work in space.
You know, like you say, get somebody on the edge. If we've got some speed to get outside, you can't duel inside with this big defensive front they have.
First and 5. Ball at the Bulldog 35. Burkett, option play. It takes a reverse. Pitch the Kerr. He is in the open field. Makes a man miss, and he's brought down. Good job by the Warriors. Nice play call by offensive coordinator Chris Harris. A little bit of trickery there. Everything coming tough tonight against White County's potent defense.
We called for it, Daniel, but still a positive play for Clay County. Got it in the hands of Kerr. He made two guys miss, but he couldn't get past the other three.
It was first and 5. After the false start, actually the offsides against White County, now it's 2nd and 3 after Kerr picked up 2. Ball being snapped from what we'll call the Bulldog 37. Burgett in the gun, going to pass the ball, goes downfield for Markham, nearly intercepted. It is incomplete. Thomas, is this a time here on, never mind, it's going to be 3rd and 3. I thought it was 4th. Started to ask you, in your opinion, should we go for it here? Down 3 possessions, is this a point where we need to go ahead and roll the dice if we're going to hang around? But it's only 3rd and 3 at this point.
I think it is, Daniel. 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes left in the first half here. You know, you got to start gambling at this point. We saw them go with a reverse to Kerr. 2 downs to get 3 yards, I say yes.
3rd and 3. Burchett was trying to hit Markham on a little curl route, and they couldn't hook up. 3rd and 3 now. Burchett in the gun. 2 wide either side. Another pass play. Burchett to throw. Same play off the hands this time of Markham. The play was there. Would have been a first, but sailed just a little high. And conditions are wet right now. Markham just couldn't hang on. So here we are. Now it's time to see if we will go for it. 4th and 3. I do see an exchange of some personnel on the field.
Markham back deep to punt, looks like, Daniel.
22-0, White County leads, 2:20 remaining here in the first half of play. Ball rest at the Bulldog, 37. It's 4th and a long 3. Markham back to punt. He does kick it away. Puts his foot to it, his best effort of the night from that spot. It hits in White County territory, finally takes a Bulldog bounce, and it'll be downed at the White County 28
yard line.
Well, we came versus penalty yardage, but a first down for Clay County. A little positive spark there for right before the half down. Let's see if this defense, who has held the Warriors out of the end zone on their last two possessions, can do the same for the remaining 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this first half, as the Warriors lead 22-0 here over Clay County.
They take over with their worst field position of the night at their own 28-yard line. This is their sixth offensive possession. Adams in the gun. Pollard is right here. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Keep by Adams, and he's got a lot here. All the way up to the 45 for a first down and more before he's brought down. Markham there, also accompanied by Kerr on the stop. And I tell you, pretty good motor on the freshman quarterback, Owen Adams. Pretty quick, he burst right up through the middle of the defense. Adams again going to keep it. He's across midfield up to the 45 where he's brought down with around a 10-yard gain, very close to a first down. Who made the stop?
Levi Garrett. Good to see him back there, back in on both sides of the ball, Daniel, fighting through it. May have a little extra tape on one of those lower extremities, it looks like. But Levi Garrett, a tough operator inside.
Pick up a 9 for Adams, setting up second and one. They have it in Bulldog territory. Hand off to Paul this time. He's around left side, brought down short up the sticks. From what I can see, clock stops with a minute 20 on the clock, a timeout taken by White County, who's just dying to stick another touchdown here. They do lead 22-0, but you can tell head coach Mark Frazier trying to extend that lead. We'll go ahead and take a break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Minute 20 left in the second quarter, White County 22, Clay County 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here live, and as we were finishing up that ad, it was a handoff on second short to Pope, and he rambled for about 20 yards for first down and more, all the way down now to the Bulldog 20. He was brought down by Alec Kerr. So Clay County, after being shredded by the big guy a couple times, have brought him down the last few times he's touched it. Kerr going in and hit him low, wisely taking his wheels out from under him. White County trying to play quickly here and get another score before the half. Minute 9 on the clock. And they've got it first and 10. Defensive offsides. Man lined up in the neutral zone against Clay County. Makes it first and 5 Warriors. And they move the ball up to the Dog 16. Adams in the gun. Rolls to his right. Wants to pass. And he's brought down. I don't know if it was Levi Garrett on the pressure of the slick turf that took care of the job.
A combination of both. Garrett doing a good job getting penetration and went to the outside and making the quarterback step up in the pocket, and he just lost his footing and hit the turf.
Sack for Garrett with the pressure there. Second and 11 after the loss of one. Screen pass set up. Penalty marker down. Going to be holding on Garrett, who once again was in the backfield. Once again, we see him down hurt. Just having some pain he's trying to work through right now. He's back on his feet. I'm not sure how much the pass gained. I didn't pay attention because I knew it was coming back with the holding penalty. And Garrett was just tackled. Did a nice job there playing tough, even though Clay County's down 22-9. Here with 30 seconds left in the second. The Warrior offensive lineman just had to resort to tackling him to get him stopped.
Yeah, you saw him come off the field. You see him writhing in pain after that one, Daniel, and got a significant limp as he got up off the turf. You know, Garrett, he's a gamer. He's out there playing for pride right now.
He is.
and he's there in that defensive huddle getting ready for this second and about 25 perhaps after they mark off this 10-yard holding penalty. The ball has retreated all the way back to the Bulldog 37-yard line. If you recall, they had it down inside the red zone a few moments ago.
Got to take advantage here and get a stop.
Adams in the gun. Drops back. Has time. Wanted to pass. Races deep downfield. Underthrown and intercepted. Carson Sharp there.
Bryson Burchett.
Bryson Burchett getting his second interception in his mini contest for Clay County. Burchett playing outside linebacker. Knew a pass was coming. Did a nice job of dropping back deep in that zone. Using those old defensive back skills from his underclassman years. And pulls in an interception.
Just a great play, you know, the quarterback had all day long, and as you say, no guy singled up with Burchett, and he just kind of fluttered backwards underneath that ball and made a great play, dove backwards, caught it with two hands before it hit the ground.
18 seconds on the clock as Clay Kenny takes over for the sixth time. They're going to have it first and 10, playing from their own 12-yard line. It's going to be Kerr around left side on the handoff. He's up at the 15, now the 20, 25, 30. He's loose on the sideline, finally brought out of bounds. Good effort by the sophomore on the jet sweep, picking up a bona fide Clay County first down, the first that they have earned by play here in the first half.
Got out of bounds, Daniel, 8 seconds to go. You can see that's his third carry tonight.
What did I say it started?
12-yard line.
The 12. I've no doubt I was spot on the call. The ball now sits at the 37, so a nice gain for Kerr. Jimmy Burchett in the gun, 8 seconds left here in the first half. Three wide to the right. Bryson Burchett by himself to the left. Burchett under pressure, throws downfield, incomplete. Not a bad-looking ball, was targeting Joseph Markham on a post route. And there are 2 seconds left on this clock after the incomplete pass. If you had wondered about the absence of Horizon Sports Network producer Rob Edwards on the air tonight, I know he don't talk a lot. He's not talked any tonight. He's having to operate the clock here at Clay County High School. He's willing to do anything to help out this Bulldog squad. 2 seconds left. Burchett perhaps with a deep heave down the field trying to get Clay County points here on the last play of the first half. He's in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Burchett rolls to his right. Horn goes off. Play still going. He's going to be sacked. The Warriors bring him down. We won't even count the big loss, around 10 to 15 yards lost on the play. Halftime has come here at Clay County High School. Been a rough first half. White County Warriors 22, Clay County Bulldogs none. And it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. There is a penalty marker on the field. Hopefully you haven't tuned off yet. White County trying to leave the field. Clay County still on the field. And they're going to say that the half does end. Pardon the interruption. Back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards. Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails White County 22-0 here at halftime, and just a nightmare start for the Bulldogs as they went 3 and out on their first 3 offensive possessions, and White County did just the opposite, scored at will on their first 3 possessions and then got a 2-point conversion at the 52nd mark left in the first quarter. They went up 22-0, which is your halftime score. And in the second quarter, Clay County still not able to move the ball at this time, but the defense stood up, forced a punt on White County's first possession of the second quarter, made another big stop deep in their own territory. White County tried a field goal, which missed, and then Clay County got some penalty yardage, moved it across midfield, got a little momentum going, and then held White County out, the senior Bryson Burchett with an interception to end their threat, and then Alec Kerr, a 25-yard gain right before the half. But time ran out on Clay County's advance, and they do trail by 3 scores here at halftime. Just an anemic offensive effort so far for Clay County as they're going up against this big front of the Warriors, only 18 yards at halftime on 19 plays, 21 yards rushing on 14 carries, and sophomore Jimmy Burchett is 0 for 5 through the air so far tonight. So Clay County at this point, 28 yards on 3 carries is the biggest yardage total, and that's from Alec Kerr. Defensively, Bryson Birch is leading the way with 8 stops in the first half, 2 of those for loss and the interception. Levi Garrett has a sack and 4 tackles. Joseph Markham has 5. Wade Coons has 4. And Alec Kerr also has 5 at half. Again, Clay County down by 3 scores, 22-0. Here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking?
Back here live at halftime on the Horizon Sports Network. White County leading this game 22-0. Clay County should be receiving the football to begin the second half of play. We see both teams now emerging back out from Russell Richardson Doghouse. The original 15 minutes has run out on the clock. There's about 2.5 minutes left. Going to let them warm up. before this second half gets underway. Clay County, as Thomas mentioned, just anemic on offense so far in this one. I think 18 total yards he mentioned in the first half. So nothing but up to look for the Dogs on that side of the ball. Defensively, they did a nice job the last couple of possessions stopping the Warriors. So we'll see how things unfold here in the second half of play. Want to go ahead and take the time, as we always do, to mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders. They have five freshmen this year: Allison Collins, Callie Savannah, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Four sophomores: Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kinley Trowbaugh. Four juniors: Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Seaver, and Tamara Smith, and the two seniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Cheerleaders are sponsored by Stephen and Lana Chitwood. Typically at this time of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, we let Coach Edwards give us a budget pest control scoreboard update. But since this is a Thursday night game, we don't have any scores to report. Typically in years past when this has happened, we might give some baseball scores or anything we can find. But Coach Edwards has had his hands full tonight, doing a good job of trying to operate this new nice scoreboard that we have here at Clay County High School, but having to work out a few wrinkles with it. But very thankful for Budget Pest Control and what they do. They are the bug thugs, Luke and Angela Collins, taking care of all your pest needs. So we'll go ahead and give them that tagline and shout out. Thomas, kind of like I said here, really nothing but improvement could be expected for the Dogs. Honestly, I don't think things can go a whole lot worse than they have. We're lucky to find ourselves only trailing 22-0 at this point against this big school who's putting together a pretty good year. Certainly when we suit back up 8 days from now against Monterey, going to be, even though they're a good team, they are a single-A team and a different animal than these Black County Warriors.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And you got to, you talk about improvement. You know, Clay County, that second quarter, after yielding 3 touchdowns in the first quarter, held White County out of the end zone in that second period. So that was some improvement. We saw right at the end of the half, Alec Kerr getting a big run there. I'd like to see him touch it a little more here in this second half. You know, Clay County gets one on the board here, and, you know, we're down to a 2-score ball game. So, you know, Clay County won that second quarter, some momentum building a little bit. Let's just see if they can, you know, get a fire lit under them. No real emotion tonight. It's one of those type games, you know, the rain's got the crowd down. White County jumped on us early. You did see the defense starting to bow up a little bit. Just got to get a little fire in us.
It is, we'll mention quickly before his third quarter starts. So obviously we're into October now and basketball season around the corner. Reserve seats are now available at Clay County High School. Currently, for next week, they're only available to those who held them last year. So if you held reserve seating last year at Clay County High School in the gym for basketball, you have one more week to come back in and purchase those again for this upcoming season. At the end of next week, they will be available to the public. And we see the penalty that took place at the end of the first half being enforced now. At the start of this third quarter, as White County set to kick off from their own 25-yard line, a 15-yard personal foul being called. It's going to be Alec Kerr receiving it around the 30-yard line. Here he comes with an opportunity, 35-40. That's actually Jimmy Burchett, is it not? And it's Kerr, and he's brought down at the Clay County 45. So Clay County taking over here with an opportunity to come back and battle back and get a 2-possession contest. White County leads 22-9. The Dogs with their first possession of this second half, 11:52 on the third quarter clock, as they take over first and 10 from their own 45-yard line, putting them 55 yards away from the Warrior end zone. Clay County drives right to left in this third quarter of action.
Four wides here, Daniel, a little different look.
Two to either side. Burchett in the gun. Calls for motion out of Markham, and it's actually the White County defense who jumps off sides, if I'm not mistaken. Should set us up at midfield exactly on the 50 for first and 5, unless an offensive lineman moves that I didn't see. And it is being marked off against Clay County. Nothing going the Dog's way tonight. First and 15 now, with the ball sitting at the Dog 40. And as you mentioned, on that last set, two wide to either side, double set for Clay County. We're going to see it again. It's Bryson Burgett and Joseph Markham split to the left. Alec Kerr and Jacob Burnett split to the right, and I'm not sure who the back is. It's not Carson Sharp at the right hip. I don't think. A Virgin. Screen pass set up. It is caught. Nothing doing there, though.
It is Sharp, I think.
It was Sharp. Carson Sharp on the screen pass reception. Going to have to see where the ball is spotted for the Dawgs. It's been retreated back to the Clay County 37-yard line. So a loss of three on that screen pass. Second and 18 now for Clay County. Just trying to get some positive yardage here for the offense. I think on the night, currently, we're at 15 yards of offense. Burchett in the gun. Two wide to the side. Here's the snap. Hands off to Sharp. Here he comes. Off the left side. Biggest run of the night for Sharp as he advances up to the Dawg 47. Where he'll be back now, third and manageable. We'll call it...
That third and eight, probably.
It's less. We'll call it third and seven. So I may have messed up on calling off the lines earlier. It's actually at the 48 rather than the 47. That's probably the yard we were missing. Third and eight. Ball at the Dawg 48. Burchett in the gun. Going to be a pass. Screen pass set up. Ball's released. Incomplete. And it is a roughing the passer. Penalty. Clay County going to get a first down here as the Warrior defensive line appear almost to be frustrated in some form or fashion. Thomas, I guess they wish they were leading bigger than they were. And they just had a costly penalty here. If I'm not mistaken, roughing the passer, automatic first down. And that's what it is. So Clay County going to move into Warrior territory for the first time tonight, and perhaps this penalty can give Clay County the spark they need. First time that the Dawgs are safely inside four down territory is the ball sitting all the way down at the Warrior 38-yard line.
Big opportunity here for Clay County, as you say, is the Warriors are kind of self-destructing.
Fourth play of the drive coming. 10-17 on the third quarter clock. Two wide to the side. Burgett with it. Hands off to Sharp. Hit in the backfield. Tackle for loss made. The Warrior defensive front having their way with the Dawg offensive line.
That's another penalty.
This thing's getting messy. What'd you see? I was looking down.
I think you're going to see another personal foul on the Warriors here, Daniel, pushing Clay County deeper into their own territory.
The Dawgs just need to keep their cool and let the Warriors self-destruct, and we'll march on down towards that Warrior end zone.
I'll take it. It's like Sharp has lost about two on that carry, Daniel.
Another personal foul, or roughing something, against White County. And the official marches closer to that Warrior end zone. Spotted now for first and 10. Actually, it's going to be... I don't know if it'll move the chains or not. I
think it will.
Yeah, here they go. First and 10 now at the Warrior 27. Dawgs threatening. First time we've been able to say that tonight. Burchett in the gun. Empty backfield. Three wide to the right, two to the left. The whistle blows. I think White County going to take a timeout and try to regroup. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. 9:56 left to play in the third quarter. White County 22, Clay County none, but the Dawgs threatening.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Ball in the Warrior 27, first and 10 Clay County, Burgett in the gun. Two tight ends, one to either side, a wide out to either side. Speed option play right side. Burgett pitches to Sharp. He's hitting the backfield and brought down. Big loss. Play started at the 27. We're going to mark him down at the 32. Loss of five on the play. Four down territory, though, for the Dogs. Passing game has been non-existent tonight. Wet field. New quarterback, and a lack of time has not allowed us to develop anything on the offensive side. A couple screen passes at best.
Yeah, two for seven. Burgett is for negative six total yards. Those screens were caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Second and 15 now. Ball at the Warrior 32. Burgett in the gun. Reverse play set up. Kerr with it. Going to throw deep. Has a man. It's Jacob Burnett. Caught it. Touchdown. Clay County. Come up off these wet bleachers and applaud their team. 9:02 mark of the third quarter. A reverse play set up. Kirk tugs it, runs about 5 yards, pulls up, finds Burnett, and the sure-handed senior gets his first touchdown of the season, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
It couldn't, Daniel, and credit offensive coordinator Chris Harris. He set that one up in the first half. You'll remember the reverse to Kerr didn't pick up much yardage, so he thought it was the same play coming the Warriors did. Kerr, a great fake, like you said, tucked it, and Burnett wide open in the end zone, and a great ball from Kerr. We knew he could do it all. Didn't know he could throw it that well as Garrett splits the uprights.
22-7 now, 9:02 left in the third quarter, and we've got a ball game here in Salina.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, proud to report a new score, White County 22, Clay County 7. Here's the kickoff to the Warriors. Return man has it, and he's brought down by a host of Dogs. Primary stopper number 70. I'm going to have to go to the roster. Credit Sam Conklin with the stop. White County with it now. Their first possession of the second half, 8:51 on the clock, as they take over. They're going to do it from their own 32. 22-7 the score. Clay County with its first breath of life in this contest after that six-play scoring drive. Aided and abetted by two White County fouls, penalties. First and 10 Warriors. Adams in the gun. Hands off to the big back Pope. He's running hard, and he's brought down. Pickup of about two is Wade Coons there to make the stop. And the junior kind of shoving Pope back into the turf saying, hey, this thing ain't over yet.
That's right. Like we talked about, you know, these Bulldogs don't quit. And I think they take the Pope as a challenge. Wade Coons coming in and just giving him his best shot and taking him to the ground. Just a four-yard pickup as opposed to 20 and 30 that Pope's been getting in the first half.
Second and seven. Hand off again to Pope. Once again, he's brought down short of the sticks. About eight dogs in on that one. I saw Jimmy Virchett on top of the pile. He was not the primary tackler, though. I'm going to have to say, I think I saw freshman Austin Anderson coming off the bottom.
Levi Garrett in on that one, too, Daniel.
Have to see where Anderson's lined up playing, whether he's inside or outside. I'm not sure who he's in for. I scanned the sidelines. I see Wathel out, so that was a starting defensive lineman. Garrett has moved back up to defensive tackle. Anderson playing inside linebacker for Garrett. Third and one. Hand off to Pope. He gets the first. And he's going to rumble across midfield before he's brought down at the Bulldog 40. He is a load.
Jimmy Burchett making the stop, got one leg, slid down to the ankle, and held on to drag Pope to the ground.
Clay County going to have to get a stop here to hang into this one. They've got some momentum, 7:15 and ticking, third quarter, 22-7, White County with a lead. First and 10, ball now in Clay County territory at the 40. Adams in the gun, three wide to the right, a tight end to the left. A handoff to Paul, the speed back. He's around the right side, and he gets the edge. Plows his way ahead over a defensive back before Alec Kerr brings him down. Carson Sharp there also helping. It was Sharp taking the brunt of the Paul hit on the play. Pickup of what we'll call nine for the junior DJ Paul. Setting up second and one. Fifth play of this White County drive coming. Adams in the gun. Paul at his right hip. Keeper by the quarterback. He's got the first down and more. 25-20. Sharp brings him down at the 15. White County getting it in chunks on this drive. Five plays run. Two first downs. They started at their own 32. Currently, they've advanced all the way down to the Bulldog 15.
You see White County kind of getting back to their basics, too. Straight ahead with Pope and then the quarterback run like they had going early in this one, Daniel. Got away from them a little bit there in that second quarter. They got away from it, I should say, and they're going back to it, and it's working to perfection again.
First and 10, Adams in the gun, hands off to Paul, takes around the left side of the wide side of the field, runs into a host of dogs. He's going to pick up a few yards, but he is brought down. Pretty good defensive play.
I believe that was Alec Kerr coming up from his safety position, Daniel.
It still was a pickup of about 5.5, setting up second along four for the Warriors. Their offensive line's just done a nice job tonight. They're a good size crew. I wish we had their sizes because I know they're a lot bigger than the Clay County defensive front.
Now we're 6 foot plus and 275 to 300 pounders out there at tackle, Daniel.
Adams in the gun for second and four. Hands off to Paul. He's around the right side. Going to get the corner at the 5 and into the end zone. No, they're going to call him down at the 1. Touchdown saving tackle made by, I believe, Alec Kerr again. Kerr doing a nice job defensively. Jimmy Burchett played safety for him during that Westmoreland game. Whenever Kerr was out, he did a nice job, but it's good to have 44 back there in center field coming up on run defense.
No doubt. Kerr, he's just a player on both sides of the ball. We've seen a lot of guys step up here tonight, a lot of young guys up front.
Adams on a quarterback keeper going to be brought down. Quarterback sack made by Carson Sharp. Was that Adams? Yeah, it was. So good job by the defensive back. Tried to go with a bit of a play fake naked boot, and Carson Sharp wasn't fooled. So opportunity here for Clay County to maybe keep him out of the end zone. You're going to have it. Second goal, it was at the 1. Now it's retreated back to what I'll call the 5. Loss of 4 on the play.
No coverage in that for Sharp, so he just came off the edge, Daniel, and made the stop.
Same set for the Warriors. Sharp sitting there off the edge. This time they give to Pope, and he's going to waltz in untouched. White County goes up 28-7 with Pope's touchdown. And they'll attempt the point after. .410 left in the third. as the visiting White County Warriors prepare for this extra point kick. Snap. It's high. Ball's on the ground. Nothing can happen here with it. Good job by Jimmy Birch at getting it covered up before White County could attempt to run it in. But in high school, you can't advance something like that. So at the 4:10 mark of the third quarter after that failed extra point attempt, it's White County 28, Clay County 7.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Alec Kerr picks up a White County kickoff very deep in his own territory, all the way at the 5, and here he comes upfield, advances up to the 20 before he's brought down, and a penalty comes out, I think a defensive face mask, perhaps against the Warriors. Kerr originally muffed his fielding attempt at that, ended up having to retreat to pick up the football, and then almost popped that thing out of there, but was brought down. Clay County going to be taking over for their second offensive possession of the third quarter. It will be held field position-wise by a face mask penalty that is now called against White County. 3:58 on this third quarter clock as the Dogs take over. 28-7 the score. White County leads. Clay County did score on their last possession. Hopefully we can do it again. Ball is spotted at the Bulldog 26, where they'll take over 74 yards away from points. Bryson Birch is split to the left, along with Sharp, who's now in motion from left to right. Hand off to him, jet sweep around right side, tries to get the corner, cannot do so. Gets back to the line, and that's about it. Rain has stopped here. We had some light precipitation throughout the first half. Hadn't noticed any here during the third quarter. Pick up a 1 for Sharp, setting up a second 9 for Clay County. Ball should be at the 27. Small crowd on hand here tonight between the weather and the Thursday night contest. Not a lot of folks for either squad, has turned out. Burchett in the gun, second 9. Alec Kerr split to the left. Option play right side. Burchett going to keep himself. Little to nothing. Going to watch the down marker. It is yet to move. Going to be 3rd and 9 after no gain for Burchett on the option keeper. Clay County getting back to region competition next Friday night, 8 days from now, against Monterey. Here at home against the Wildcats. That's going to be a big one. Should be for second place in region. I don't even know what region we are. Region 4.
4-8.
3rd and 9. Birch in the gun. Tight end flip in the backfield. We've been informed that number 70, who went in motion, Tate McGee. Birch goes deep. He's targeting Burnett. Ball's underthrown and intercepted. Burnett had to turn into a pass defender. Tried to keep the Warrior from getting the ball, but could not do so. Burchett just holding it a little too long, letting Burchett outrun his arm there. A pretty pass is just underneath Burnett, who had already ran downfield.
Well, you know, it's hard to overthrow Burnett with his speed on the outside right there. You know, he kind of had to step, but the safety floated over. Is a little too much air under that one, Daniel.
White County going to take over for their second possession of this third quarter. 2:22 on the clock as they do it. They do have that 28-7 lead. Clay County has trailed throughout this contest. White County had the ball first, marched down and scored, and it's kind of been all Warriors for the most part since then. Good field position for White County. They take over at the Clay County 49-yard line. Adams going to pass it on first down. Looks like it skipped off the grass. They say he caught it, though. Short gain. Going to set up the second and around 7. Call to pick up a 2 for White County on the curl pattern. Second and 8. Adams in the gun. 3 wideouts to his right, along with a running back. Handed off to a running back inside. First time ball carrier on the night. John Hamilton there recording the stop. I'm going to watch the down marker. It does move back a yard, so a tackle for loss made by the sophomore. He had a big sack to close out that homecoming win against Westmoreland, which was 3 weeks ago tonight. It's been 20 days since the Bulldogs have seen varsity action. They took a week off during fall break a couple weeks ago and got a little break, but it's been a long time since they played. They have looked a little rusty tonight, but as we've mentioned, they're playing without Keaton Arns and Dalton Goh, two of their better players. White County, 3rd and 8. Play fake, quarterback run. He's in pressure. Now ends up tossing it into the flat. Incomplete. Incomplete pass. Clock stomps at 1:11 left in the third quarter. And White County probably going to have to punt. They could go for it. It's 4th and 8. The ball is at the Clay County 47. But I say they'll kick and pin Clay County deep.
It's like they're bringing out the special teams here, Daniel. You know, we talked about when White County kind of sticks with their game plan with the quarterback run and the power running game, they have some success. We saw them kind of go to the air, try to get a little fancy there, and when they do, Clay County it rises to the occasion and makes a stop, and this is the third time tonight, maybe fourth, that they've turned them back.
It could be that they know that's an offensive weakness for them, and with this comfortable 3-possession lead, they're trying to work on it some here up in this contest. 4th and 8. Warriors going to punt. Alec Kerr, deep to receive. Ball hits. Kerr is going to let it roll. Warriors going to down it at the Bulldog 13. So Clay County going to take over for their third possession of this second half. Minute 8 left in the third quarter as they do it. White County 28, Clay County 7. And as we mentioned, the ball is at the Bulldog 13, 87 yards away from much-needed points. 3-possession contest at this point. Levi Garrett, who was a little gimpy in the first half, has looked healthy during the second half of play, so that's great to see. We don't need to have anybody injured out of this one tonight going into next week's big matchup with Monterey. Burgett in the gun for 1st and 10. Awaits the snap from Seth Deeds. Here it is. Hand off to Kerr. He's around right side, gets the corner, has some positive yards. He breaks a tackle into the open field, has the first down, and he's brought down at the 30. Play originated at the Dog 13, advances up to the 30, so a pickup of 17 yards for Alec Kerr on that one. Sharps had a few runs for positive yardage tonight. Outside of that, it's kind of only been Kerr who's had a few flashes in the pan of some decent runs, and he had that touchdown pass to Burnett earlier in this third quarter. 30 seconds and ticking here left in the third. 1st and 10, Clay County. Ball from the 30. Burchett, quick screen left side to Kerr. He's caught it. Quickly brought down. A nice open field tackle by junior running back, defensive back, DJ Paul for White County. He's a good football player. We've talked about Pope's bigness, but Paul, probably the more well-rounded football player of the two.
Yeah, they've got some impressive athletes, on the outside, inside. This is a good-looking squad out here in front of us that'll probably play in, Class 4 at
4A,
least?
Yeah.
4A next year, go up against the likes of Livingston Academy and some of those. As the third quarter ends, Daniel, Clay County still trails 28-7 here at John Teeble's Field. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org
or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County on second nine, trying to run the first play of the fourth quarter. Ends up with a false start penalty, backing them up. What's going to be second and 14 now. Ball rest. What should be the dog 26, and that's what we're going to call it. Second and 14, Burchett in the gun. Warriors lead 28-7. Burchett, quarterback keeper, right side. Has some positive yardage. Puts his foot in the ground at the edge. Gets up all the way to around the 39 before he's brought down. So a pickup of 13 yards for Jimmy Burchett. Actually, call it 12, I guess. The ball says at the 38. Pick up a 12 for Burchett. There was no question whatsoever about the athleticism of Jimmy Burchett. Just a great sophomore player. He has had trouble tonight, mostly because White County's been in his grill pretty quickly each time. Third and short. Clay County playing quick. Burchett under center. Hard count. Here's a snap. Hand off in the backfield to Kerr. Ball's loose. Now it's got back by Kerr, and he's around the left side with it. Picks up the first down. It was Jimmy on the recovery. Kerr, we went heavy set. Alex to stand up tailback in that after a short down package. He goes up, gets to the line of scrimmage, hit hard. Ball squirts up in the air. Burchett there to get it going around the left side. He picks up, Thomas? The ball's at the 44, so picks up enough of the first and a little more.
Yeah, six-yard gain, Daniel, there. Big first down for Clay County on the second one of the night. They've actually picked up on their own. So good job there, and puts Burchett into positive yardage after all those negatives.
Burchett under center. We stay in the heavy set, hand off to Kerr. He's right into the teeth of the White County defense. He picks up about 4 yards. I like the set, especially on the goal line. I don't like it as much out in the middle of the field, because it puts Kerr right up into the middle of that big White County defensive front, but we pick up, we'll call it 3 on the play. Ball now at the 47, nearing midfield. Second and 7. There was a personnel change there on the offensive side for Clay County. Now we're back out in our wider set. A tight end to either side, a wide out to either side. Burchett in the gun. Hands off to Sharp. He's hustling, trying to get the right corner. He can't do it. He's brought down. Loss of yardage. Carson just didn't have a chance on that one. He was under pursuit from the start.
He was. Just never could get north and south there, Daniel.
41-yard line. Loss of 3. Third and 13. Thomas, what did they get wrong? You give me a look there.
I think it was a loss of 6.
What? Okay. Well, I was trying to help me. Loss of 6 on the play. See, I don't have all that stuff in front of me.
Right.
Third and 13 after the big loss on second down. Burchett in the gun. Ball at the Clay County 41. A wide out and a tight end to either side. Jimmy got a pass. Screen pass set up. Incomplete. White County just not falling for it. The defensive line didn't advance upfield. Lucky it wasn't intercepted. Fourth down now. Clay County going to choose to punt it away. Personnel change of players here, and Joseph Markham trots out. Going to get the long snap from Senior Bryson Virtue. That's something he's done for several years now and does a real good job of it for Clay County. He snaps on punts and extra points. Ball at the 41 as Virtue prepares to snap to Markham. Joseph puts his foot to it, high and short, and takes a warrior bounce and goes out of bounds. White County going to take over at their own 42. Very short net on that punt for Joseph. Usually a sound punter has struggled tonight on that, and honestly, it's been a struggle all night for Clay County in all phases.
Well, and it's just like the offense. Penetration is happening on special teams too, Daniel. You see the pressure. He had one block, one deflected, I think. So he's had a lot of pressure trying to get it off quick and just hitting them high.
9:19 left in the contest as White County takes over. They do lead 28-7. White County playing slow here. They've yet to leave the sideline. Has their offense after that punt. Now finally they do. Thomas, something happened here. They're marching it back into Clay County territory for 1st and 10, so a penalty must have been called against Clay County that we didn't see. White County with a 15-yard penalty to give them great field position. They have it starting from the Clay County 42. Ball carries around right side on a jet sweep, run out of bounds by an edge player for the Bulldogs. Pick up around 5 there. I'm not sure what the penalty was. I missed it altogether. Or did they originally miss spot the punt?
I can't answer that, Daniel. It took a backwards bounce, but it had to be a penalty. Maybe as we get a signal from the audience here, maybe a chop block.
Laura Coons, mother of Wade, says it was a low block against Clay County. Sitting here right in front of us, we appreciate her letting us know what happened there. 2nd and 6 now. Warrior snap, hand off to a reserve tailback. He's going to be brought down. Wade Coons going to be credited with the stop. Wade's playing tough tonight as always. We hadn't talked about it recently because he's played over half a season at the position, but he made the move from defensive tackle to stand up inside linebacker this year and has done it quite nicely. We knew he was quick, knew he had a high football IQ, and he's been a great fit there as the anchor of the defense from that linebacker spot.
I'd agree with you, Daniel. It was a good move, one that I questioned to the start of this season because he was so good up front, but he's equally as good playing off the ball, too, and another tackle for loss this time by Jimmy Burchett behind the line.
Perhaps a little bit picked
maybe
up.
Maybe not. Brings up a big 4th down anyway.
It is. 4th and a long 2 for the Warriors. The ball sits at the Clay County 35-yard line, 7:40 and ticking left in the contest. White County leading 28-7.
You know, we've seen some signs of life out of Clay County here in this second half, and that's what we wanted to see, some positivity as they look to that big contest, big region contest next week here against Monterey, and a big 4th down stop right there, Daniel. You tell us what happened.
White County brought back in big number 8, Hunter Pope, the senior, and Clay County stopped him short. He had been out of the contest for several offensive series now. White County trying to go heavy on that and pick up the 4th and 2, and Clay County defense stops him. Big job there for the guys up front. Don't know who the tackler was. I think we go ahead and credit Wade Coons because I know he was involved in it. Clay County taking over on the offensive side. 1st and 10. Could make it a 2-possession game here. Over half a quarter left to play. 7:21 left. They take over at their own 35-yard line. Jacob Burnett split to the right. Bryson Burchett split to the left. Also accompanying Burnett to the right is Alec Kerr. Jimmy Burchett, quarterback keeper, off the left side, hitting the backfield and slung down. One of those defensive starters still in for White County. Cameron Stevens, another of those juniors. He makes the stop. And a loss of yardage, setting up 2nd and 13. Ball now spotted at the Bulldog 32. 6:50 and ticking. White County 28, Clay County 7. Burnett and Kerr to the right, Bryson Burchett to the left. Sharp at the right hip of Burchett, who's in the gun. Burchett rolls to his right, targets a receiver downfield, trying to hit Burnett. Ball's thrown high and wide, incomplete. Clock stops at the 6:32 mark. Going to be 3rd and 13 now. And that's been the thing tonight, Thomas. We've got behind the sticks very frequently, ended up in these third and long situations where White County, they know we're playing with a different quarterback than we typically do. They've been able to play, I guess, some man coverage, try to lock on and just bring those guys up front, and they've pressured us so quickly. I think Jimmy's capable of throwing the ball downfield. Coach Johnson bragged on his ability to do that during practice this week, but no matter how good you are, if you don't have time, you just don't have time.
Yeah, it's similar to what we saw against Stone Memorial. You know, they're just overwhelmed up front. They're just teeing off, Daniel, coming straight upfield every time, and honestly, we haven't blocked them all night. The yards we've gained has been individual efforts by the ball carriers.
A pretty ball thrown downfield by Burchett. His best of the night hit Joseph Markham in the hands on the seam route right down the hashes. Would have been a huge gain. Markham could not hold on, though. He's been a very sure-handed receiver this year. He's caught a lot of touchdowns down in the red zone. Pretty good coverage by the Warriors, though. It could have been that the defensive back knocked it out of Markham's hands rather than Markham just dropping it.
I think you're right. I think he got a hand in there, maybe not a slap, just a hand enough where Markham couldn't squeeze it there, Daniel. But again, just like you just mentioned it, Coach Johnson was talking about how Burchett can get it out there. He had a little time that time, got his feet set, got him under him, and ripped that one and threw it about 30 yards. Perfect ball.
Markham getting off a more typical one of his punts, a pretty good net on this one. On 4th and 13, he kicked it away. It rolls down into Warrior territory. All the way down to the 27 where Jacob Burnett hustles down and downs it for the Bulldogs. White County going to take back over. I've kind of quit tracking how many drives. This is probably going to be their fourth or fifth of the second half. 6:13 left in this one here at John Peebles Field. Clay County 7, White County 28. And we've talked about before the lack of depth on this dog team. You know those guys are pretty tired. Their first action in 20 days. Most of them have been on the field for every snap, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense. And White County typically running a lot of fresh guys on each time. Handoff inside for the Warriors. The running back's around right side. It's number 28, Caleb Bailey, a senior reserve running back. He's brought down by a dog on the far sideline. Kerr, I know, came up from his spot making the stop, it looks like. Kerr a little gimpy. Not enough to come off the field, though.
You know, and you kind of see, we saw Bryson Burchett in the first half, how he was playing. Jacob Burnett's played well all night long in pass defense.
Yeah.
The other senior we haven't mentioned who's been on the field all night long, too, is senior Seth Eads in the middle. He's got one stop tonight. You know, he's really laid it on the line, too. These guys know they don't have a whole lot of games left, and they're playing well.
That's right. Only one more game scheduled here at John Peebles Field, and that's going to be Monterey next week. And we close out the regular season on the road at Red Bull. I know we could win the Monterey game, earn a home playoff game, so we'll just have to see how it plays out. First down for White County. They had it 2nd and 2, and they've got it now 1st and 10 from their own 46, threatening to cross midfield with it. Freshman quarterback Adams in the gun. He keeps it himself. Off the right side, going to be brought down. I saw a pink shirt. Some of the dogs wearing some pink accessories in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October. I guess it was Sharp on the stop. I see Burchett on this side along with Burnett, so I'm going to have to – could have been Coons. I don't know. What'd you see?
Can't answer that one, Daniel.
I'm going to say it was Carson Sharp playing that corner over there on the stop. White County gets across midfield now. In Bulldog territory at the 49, 2nd and 4 after a pickup of 6 on 1st down. Under 5 minutes to play in the contest. 4:55 and ticking. 3 wide to the left. Hand off to the running back running behind that trio of receivers. Kerr up upfield making the tackle. However, he was not the first there.
Bryson Burchett coming around the edge there. Shed his guy again. Hit the legs and then Kerr finishing it off.
John Hamilton also involved on it. I want to go back to Seth Eads. You talked about him there, Thomas. As White County's going to get ready for a 3rd and 1. You know, we watch the ball and call where it goes. We don't get the opportunity to sit and watch the guys play in the trenches a lot. And like you said, he's played every snap against
every
some big, nasty offensive and defensive linemen. 3rd and 1, we'll call this White County play. Come back and talk about Seth a little more. A handoff inside to number 28. Taylor Bailey, he picks up the first before being tackled. Markham there along with some other dogs. Seth Eads, we've talked about him a lot, being consistent up front at center. such a tough position. He's got to do two things. He's got to first snap the football, the most important job on the field. Then he's got to block, because if he don't get that nose or those interior tackles, they're the first guys in the backfield. And quite often we see a lot of the pressure maybe coming not all the way off the edge, but a little further out than Seth. I think most of the time he takes care of those responsibilities, and he's going to be so missed on that interior line. We may not realize it until he's gone just how valuable he's been. First and 10, White County with it now at the dog 39. Handoff again to that same running back. He's going to be brought down by a host of dogs. And we were talking about Seth East. I think he may have got out there and been involved on that.
He was involved on it underneath, and then you had Wade Coons cleaning it up, Daniel.
Levi Garrett, again, a little gimpy after the play. He's been tough tonight, battling through an ankle injury, I believe it probably is. 3 minutes left in the contest. White County just kind of chewing up clock, slowly driving this ball with some of their reserve running backs. 2:55 on the clock. Warriors do lead 28-7. Second nine after a pickup of one on first down. Adams in the gun, two wide to the left. Bailey sets at his left hip, and they're just waiting till the play clock runs down. That's a new addition here as well with this new scoreboard. Play clock at 7 as Adams snaps it, hands off to Bailey again. He'll be stopped short by some of the...
Markham, looks like.
Markham. I also see Garrett involved there. Third and about 5 for the Warriors as we're down to 2.5 minutes left to play. 2-year contract with White County. Played them last year and this year. This is only the 5th meeting between these squads. We played them in 1937, 38, and 39. Then went 80 years without meeting them. And for pretty good reason, because quite a bit bigger program than us. And picked them up these last 2 years. I don't look to have this squad on our schedule next year.
I don't either. I look for the schedule overall to look a whole lot different, Daniel, on our non-conference opponents. Maybe even the Kentucky teams, some of those... could be a whole new batch of opponents for Clay County in 2021.
3rd and 7. Reserve quarterback now in for the Warriors. He's going to be brought down. Bryson Burchett recording what we're going to call a quarterback sack. Big loss there. I've heard Coach Johnson talk a little bit about this. Reclassification is going to be coming up here in about a month. They'll reset the football classes and regions for next year. Pretty positive that we're going to pick back up Jackson County on the schedule. Everybody wants to see that game. He would like to keep that Westmoreland contest, competitive game, close opponent. They've got a good crowd. We've got a good crowd that travels, so it's a win for both teams if we continue to play them. And like you said, everybody else, I think it's up in the air, you know.
Right.
4th and 13 now after Burchett had the quarterback sack. White County going to punt it away for just one of the few times tonight they've done so. First time in the second half. Actually, the second time. Kirk going to let this one go. Clay County going to take over somewhere around their own 17-yard line, under a minute to play as they do it. 54 seconds left. I look for Clay County just to run a handoff, maybe a Burchett keeper or two, and get on out of this one healthy. We know that Levi Garrett is a little banged up. He has continued to play, though. Outside of him, I don't think we've had anybody injured.
Not that I know of, Daniel. You know, a lot of guys that are banged up, I'm sure, because they've been up against just a huge White County front all night long, just bigger bodies. You know, they've got 8 or 10 guys that don't look like anybody we've got. Definitely beat down a little bit, Clay County is, but, stood tall, played for pride in the second half, kept it at a 3-score gain as Burchett again goes around the corner, Daniel, for a little of no gain.
Jimmy Burchett on that first down carry play originated at the Bulldog 14. They're going to back him up 1 yard to the 13, setting up 2nd and 11. It looks like we will not have to snap again if we wish not to. The play clock and the game clock are synchronized right now, 28 seconds and dwindling, and I don't see the need to snap another one. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, not sure the coaches realize that or not, as Clay County does come to the line, Daniel. We'll see what they do.
Burchett in the gun, snaps it with 12 seconds left. Quarterback keeper right into the heart of the defense. He's brought down. That is going to be the last play of the game. Clay County going to move to 5-3 on the year. White County also going to move to 5-3. They were 4-3 coming into the contest as the buzzer sounds here at John Tables Field. This one is final and in the books. This 2020 meeting of the Bulldogs and the Warriors ends with White County 28, Clay County 7. Stay with us here for the CarQuest postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the CarQuest postgame show, unfortunately, Clay County defeated tonight 28-7 in this Thursday night non-region matchup. White County honestly just came in and from the opening kickoff had their way with the Dogs. Very few bright spots throughout the contest for Clay County. Just a tough night. Hadn't played in 20 days. Thursday night game, a little bit out of the norm. We could give lots of reasons, but not making excuses at the end of the day. White County just a better football team, and they proved that.
No doubt about it, Daniel, and they're supposed to be. You know, we've got a school with nearly 1,200 students, and we saw the athletes they had, and we saw them in full display here tonight as White County scored 3 unanswered touchdowns in the first quarter to pretty much put this one away in the first 12 minutes. It was 22-0 at the end of the first. And then Clay County, you know, their first 4 possessions, they run 12 plays.
Right. 3 and out.
The first 4 possessions. But Clay County did show some life there in the second quarter. After going down the 3 scores, they kept the Warriors out of the end zone in the second quarter. So it went into half down 22-0. And, I can't give this team enough credit for not quitting.
Right.
You know, I know I say that all the time, every broadcast, but this is one of these that White County expected probably to win 56-0.
They thought they had mercy, really.
At
the end of the first, I would have agreed. I even thought it was going to be a quick second half. That wasn't the case. After the first period, you look at the remaining part of the game. Final score 28-7.
Right.
So after that 21-0 first half, it's a 7-7 game.
It was.
You know, so maybe some more positives than we realize, perhaps, that could be taken away.
I agree with that. And that's what I love about this Bulldog team. You know, they don't lay down. They don't back down from any challenge. They probably knew in the back of their minds they weren't going to win this one after the first you know, 12 minutes.
Right.
But they didn't quit. They kept pounding. They held them scoreless in that second quarter and then came out and scored on their first offensive possession of the second half. Granted, it was aided by some penalty yardage that got them across midfield.
The whole reason, though, that those penalties take place goes back to what you were saying.
Right.
Bryant County wanting Clay County to quit at that point. Perhaps some other opponents have had this year. Clay County refusing to do it.
Right.
Still just there, still working, still going hard. And I think that's why you see Bryant County frustrated, because of that determination.
No doubt about it. And Coach Harris dialing one up. Daniel, we saw him set it up with a reverse to Kerr that didn't gain much yardage in the first half. We saw the same action jet sweep, a double reverse back to Kerr on this side. Did a great job of pulling it down like he was going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Burnett sneaking out the backside. Kerr pulling up, throwing a dime to him in the end zone. And we got excited. Garrett made the point. Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett made the PAT, as he's done all year long. Yep. Done a great job of that. 22-7, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clay County had some life.
They did. Two-possession game. You know, things were looking pretty good for the first time throughout the whole contest.
And then White County went back to basics on us. They started feeding that big. I'm going to call him 6'5". 252
yeah.
Something, who knows, but he's a load out there. Starting feeding him, going back to the quarterback run, methodically marched it down for the answer and put this one away and made it 28-7, and that was your final score going through. So again, you know, one touchdown in three quarters of play.
Yeah.
For Clay County, they held the Warriors to in the last three quarters.
Yeah, so the first quarter away, 7-7 tie. So we're going to choose to look at it that way right now.
That's right.
We're going to play one more promo, come back and run through the Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer for tonight's game, and maybe hear from Coach Edwards for the first time tonight after this promo. And I'm going to let somebody turn it on, okay? You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the CarQuest Post Game Show for the final time, White County winners tonight over Clay County 28-7. Clay County goes to 5-3 on the season. White County goes to 5-3 on the season. The Dogs were 5-2 coming in. White County 4-3. Time for the Clay County stats. I know we're going to have more defensive stats than offensive stats tonight, Thomas. I'll let you start with either side you want.
Well, I'll start with the easy one, Daniel. Clay County, 40 total plays for 84 yards on the night. And you got to talk about all the negatives. So to have almost 100 yards in this one's pretty good. And it came on those big plays, of course,
right.
The reception and such. Clay County rushed 27 times for 57 yards. Then we had two quarterbacks tonight in a way. overall, we were 4-13 for 27 yards through the air. And Jimmy Burchett was 3-12. For negative 5 yards, and Alec Kerr threw one pass for 32 yards and the touchdown of the night. Receiving-wise, Jacob Burnett, the senior, was the recipient of that 32-yard touchdown pass. Kerr caught two balls for negative 2, and Sharp caught one for negative 3. Rushing the ball, Carson Sharp, 7 carries for 1 yard tonight. Alec Kerr touched it 5 times, had 48 yards, so pretty good average there for Alec Kerr, including a couple of big runs. Joseph Markham, 4 carries for 8 yards. And then Jimmy Burchett, 11 carries, chalk it up to 0 yards because he had some big losses, sacked behind the line of the scrimmage. So at least he got even.
That ain't a bad stat. If you're sitting there watching this game, that's right. True. All that shows that Jimmy had some good runs mingled in there.
He did. Pretty rough on the offensive side of the ball, but like I say, showed some life, got on the board, scored some points, so that was big. Now, defense, when you got a team that's putting together drives like White County did, you're going to see some big numbers on this side of the ball, led by the senior, Bryson Burchett. Again, you said he's the leading tackler for the year. We'll give him 10 more tonight, 3 of those for loss, and another interception. You can't say enough about what Bryson Burchett's done on that side of the ball this year.
Yeah, he's played great. And that's another one. I expect a good play from him, but if I would have said August 1st that Burchett would be our leading tackler and the leader in a lot of ways on defensively, I might have disagreed. Been very pleased with Bryson's play.
No doubt. I have too. And then had two players with 8 stops tonight, and that was Wade Coons and Alec Kerr, both with 8 tackles. Kerr did have a TFL also. And then I'll just have to go down the line here. Levi Garrett played very well tonight, 7 stops, including 1 sack. Joseph Markham, 7 stops also. Carson Sharp, 7 and 1 for loss. Jimmy Burchett had 4. Sam Conkin came in for 1 stop. Austin Anderson had 1. McGee.
Hayden McGee. That was a jersey change.
That's right. Had 1 stop. Seth Eads, the senior, had 2. John Hamilton had 2, 1 for loss. And the senior, Jacob Burnett, had 2 stops tonight.
Big defensive numbers. Unfortunately, like you said, a lot of times because White County was having sustained drives.
That's right.
It is time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. And that is senior wide receiver and defensive back, Jacob Burnett. Jacob's such a solid player for the Dawgs. Missed the majority of his junior season with a foot injury. Glad to have him come back. He's played great. I think his play has improved with each and every contest, so I expect his best ball still yet to come. In the Westmoreland win 3 weeks ago, last time he was on the field, had a huge 50-yard reception that set up our first score. Tonight, played great pass coverage. For whatever reason, they were targeting him. They were trying to pick on him, and he almost intercepted him, never allowed him to complete a pass against him. Just had tight man coverage on a wet field. Had the touchdown catch. We tried to target him a few more times, I think, perhaps. We just never could get it to him. Not his fault that we didn't get those. But Jacob just really solid. And we've seen that when we do good things on offense, a lot of times it's him there being the catalyst for some big stuff to happen.
I agree. And he's having a big senior year, and I'm proud for Jacob coming in. You know, that's got to be tough. We've seen it over and over, guys, to miss a year. To sit there and watch your team and not be a part of it on the field. So just proud to see Jacob back out there. And let me tell you something, he deserves to be out there. Again, I talked about it in the broadcast. They had some receivers that were just prototypes out there, you know, over 6 foot tall, 185, close to 200 pounds, some guys that they could play for any team. And, you know, Burnett, undersized, but his timing was perfect. We know he's got the speed. He can blow the top off of it at any time. So I thought that was big early on, the pass defense of Jacob Burnett. And then we finally see what he can do with the razzle-dazzle there. If you get him beyond, he's always got a step on his defender. You just got to get the ball and throw it as far as you can and let Jacob Burnett run under it. And this is two games in a row, Jacob Burnett's had a big catch for this Clay County team.
It is, and that's one thing I've heard Coach Johnson talk a lot about. He calls Jacob the deep threat, you know, the speedster down the sideline. Well, I'll be honest, we don't go that way much. We don't call his number probably enough. And I know with so many offensive weapons, it's a struggle to try to spread it around. But if you look at Jacob's catch percentage or whatever, he's pretty sure-handed. He don't drop a lot of stuff. If you get it in his wheelhouse, he's going to come in with it. And I'd like to see us, as we close out this regular season and head into the playoffs, taking some more deep shots, putting him down the sideline one-on-one, not always running the crossing route deep post, and just laying it out there and letting him go make a play. He's hungry for it. He wants it. When we go his way, he makes good things happen. Very pleased to announce Jacob Burnett as tonight's TDS top performer. And as always, it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
We've Budget Pest Control, you know, we talked about them at the half. Well, their new segment tonight is the debut of Coach Edwards, sponsored by Budget Pest Control.
I like it, debut, because he has not said a word tonight. Coach, talk about your night for a minute. We've talked about the Bulldogs.
Well, it was a little busy. I gained a lot of yardage walking around the campus here tonight doing different things, so... But, hey, I do have a few scores here.
Some games. They'll be tomorrow night, right?
They'll be tomorrow night. Yeah, these are all volleyball scores.
Okay, good.
Watertown girls are going to make a state tournament again. Cookeville girls in the state tournament after beating Coffee County tonight. Livingston girls fell to, I can't find it right now, but they lost to, East Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
3-1. So those congratulations to those local Upper Cumberland teams that are going to get to represent their schools in Murfreesboro next week in the girls' state volleyball tournament.
And while we're on volleyball, we had them in the newspaper this week. Of course, Coach Jay Strong, his team led by seniors Katie Arms and Aaliyah Kingery, they had a pretty good run. They won the first round of the district. They hosted Red Bull at home and swept them. And then unfortunately, just basically via seeding, weren't able to advance out of the district, having to face that number one seed in Watertown who has advanced to the state tournament. But a successful season for them, and got off to a kind of a slow start, Coach, and played pretty well. Third place finish, I think, in the district. So proud of those young ladies, too.
Yeah, definitely nothing to be ashamed of. They, I think, had a little better season than maybe a lot of people suspected they would have. And I want to ask you this question here. Now, I know, to me, the most important thing tonight, like I said in the pregame, is to come out here with no injury. I know Levi may have a little ankle trouble, but I think he'll be fine by next Friday. So other than that, we look like we came out pretty healthy for that region game against Monterey. Now, I don't know exactly how this works in football, but the scenario could be if we beat Monterey and Monterey turns around the final week of the regular season and beats Gordonsville, how does that play out, Daniel? I don't know. I think we discussed this last year, but I don't know that we ever
can remember
what
the tiebreaker is. There's an order of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We may have to refer to the athletic director and let him look that one up for us this week.
You know, obviously the first one is head-to-head, but when you have a three-way, as we know, that can't settle it. And I'm not sure. In prior years, a lot of times it would go to your overall wins, and that would dictate who it was. I don't think it would immediately go to some type of a coin toss or something like that. I guess maybe you go to total wins, that eliminates somebody, then you maybe go head-to-head. If they're still a tie, then you only have two, and you go head-to-head. I'm not sure. Basically, if we beat Monterey, we're home for the playoffs, pretty much.
Right. Yes.
If we lose to them, barring some kind of crazy tiebreaker stuff, we'd be the third seed more than likely and headed down to a Copper Basin. And all that will clear itself up of its own accord over the next few weeks.
It certainly will. I just appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to get on the air here at the end. I just thought I'd throw something at you.
Yeah, you stumped us one more time. I'm going to look it up.
Who was that question brought to you by?
That question, along with those volleyball scores, are brought to you by Budget Pest Control. As you noted earlier, they are the Bug Thugs.
That is right. Buenas noches, roaches, as we like to say for them. And it's buenas noches for us here at the Horizon Sports Network. Final score, 28-7 in favor of the White County Warriors. Next action, 8 days from now, Friday night, like it should be, here at John Peoples Field, against the hated Monterey Wildcats, trying to beat them for the first time in several years. We're going to get back to form on the field and here in the broadcast booth. Please join us.